Diane, there's no question what we're seeing right now.
Please explain on your show how great drones can be.
The technology that allows drones to fly
drones
on an automated basis, the cameras they can carry.
Hi, honey.
The capabilities that they will have.
I am going on the FODMAP diet. I'm going to be on Team FODMAP. I've been rather impressed by Cheryl's reporting on the FODMAP diet for Yeast Radio, and I'm going to be a part of Team FODMAP. I'm also inspired by the breast ribbons that I've seen in Pinktober. I'm really sad that Pinktober is going to be over in just in time for Movember, which is where the historically homophobic British Day becomes mainstreamer every year, more mainstream. I said mainstreamer on purpose, you know. Also, I'm fat. FODMAP. Really, I'm just recording this in order to say FODMAP a lot. So, I don't even know if I'm going to post this or where I'm going to post this. But, FODMAP. Driving to yoga again. You can see how interesting my life is. I'm driving to yoga. Team FODMAP all the way. Team lesbian FODMAP. FODMAP. She's our gal. If she can't do it, no. What's that other diet? Paleo can. Let me do it again. FODMAP, she's our gal. If she can't do it, fuck me. FODMAP, she's our gal. If she can't do it, then the one about the Flintstones can. No. What's it called? Paleo. FODMAP, she's our gal. If she can't do it, paleo can. There, I did it. I did it right. Let's see, is Diane talking?
The level of automation that can...
God damn it, I want Diane Rehm. Not this bullshit. Anyway, Team FODMAP. Who wants to join Team FODMAP with me? And I assume Cheryl, since she's already on FODMAP. We're going to get ribbons and pets. We're going to get a mascot. I think the FODMAP mascot. Muskrat? Yeah, muskrat. No. Could it be a muskrat? I remember when I was in high school and we had to play Muskrat Love on the saxophone. I was the worst. I was last chair always. Bum, 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 love, bim, bim. No, that's a different song. Oh, well. Love will keep us together.
So, if an automated drone, the person is on the ground, has programmed the drone.
FODMAP.
Does that drone happen to collide with an aircraft?
Or FODMAP.
Under current technology, that aircraft...
Don't care about your answer. Don't care about your answer. Only care about Jean Stapleton or whatever her name is. What's her name? Or Noreen Goodman. No. FODMAP. Oh my God, I have to get this green light. I hope I don't die. If I die, then sorry, I died. If I died, I hope somebody rescued this grum. I doubt it, because they're on my fingerprint list. They take my corpse finger and put it on the touch ID. Ugh, I made it. I made the licht. Oh my God, look at that fucking traffic. How am I going to get to yoga with all this fucking traffic on Sunrise Boulevard? Oh, for God's sake, and these fucking trucks getting in the holder? Oh, hell no. Fucking trucks? In the holder? Waze should have told me not to do this. God damn it. I don't think it's going to be that bad. Usually the traffic just sucks for a minute. Oh, I didn't turn off the airport mode. I hope that doesn't make it suck. Oh, well, I guess I'm done for now. I'm too... yeah, not into this. FODMAP. Whatever. Grom. Hello? 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 What is that noise? Why is there an echo? Oh. What's this? What's going on? I don't understand what the sound is that I'm getting here. What's this? Girls.
Hello?
Shagrita?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, honey.
Wait a minute. I'm not black.
What's this? What's that? What's this? What's that? What's this? What's that?
Excuse
I
me.
Said, what's this? What's that?
Listen.
Listen.
Yeah. Hi, honey.
Lynn of the Body Mind is getting Oops. Racial.
Wait, I accidentally put on what's this, what's that. Just a second.
Okay.
I know about, you know, the racial, we got to get in, but hang on. I got what's this, what's that right now.
What's this?
All right, that's what's that, what's this, featuring Romeo Stewart. Hello?
Reverb.
Yeah, I know, honey.
Madge.
What cunt? What cunt?
That man, Weston, and the thing, Kyle.
What?
They're in the forest, and they're trying to smoke draglash.
Are they fucking each other's penises?
I don't know, but did you see the picture that Deborah shared?
13 inches.
Where the picture at?
I said, whoa, where is the chiffon?
I don't see no picture. Picture? Where? Where
it's
it be?
In the golden circle.
Which holder? Oh, golden circle holder?
I'm going to tag you.
Oh, there's too many holders now.
You've been tagged.
Oh, I see. Who is that fat girl?
She's not fat.
Fat.
Is that a man in drag?
Chiffon, pretty dresses. Adult. What?
Who is that person who's not fat?
I don't understand.
Is that your lesbian food truck gal? What is she doing with Weston Poindexter? I don't understand any of this, girls.
Honey, it's a hand and a... Oh, the panty one.
Yeah, the... Well, is there a different one besides panty?
Well, we were talking about the drag lash one.
I don't see no drag lash one.
You're tagged.
Oh, I see drag lash. Cool. Well, stop this goddamn noise, everyone.
Let me go.
Want to smoke some drag lash in the forest? Well, okay. Good luck with that, honey.
Mm-hmm.
As usual, Deborah leaves as soon as the grum starts. What's new? Nothing there.
13 inches.
What's this? What's that? What's the other? What's this? What's that? What's the other? What's this? What's that? Where is that?
No.
How do I find that?
I don't want you to.
Oh, I do, though.
Lynn.
Oh, I love them. My favorite new grum. I mean, it's not
new. Leading obesity expert provoked a backlash after suggesting parents have a duty to be honest with overweight children.
Katie Hopkins agrees.
I love
Absolutely.
It.
Every fat child lives in the shadow of a fat parent.
But Sonia Fulton thinks otherwise.
My approach is to treat children with love and respect, not savage and attack them.
I'm
so, whose fault is it that those fat children are fat?
It's absolutely the fat parents' fault. They need to look in the mirror.
How come we're not happy at all?
What we need to do is introduce more kindness into society.
It's the F word, isn't it? It's this kind of your
But being hugely PC is creating.
Did he say hugely PC?
It is, but there are ways to deal with people with some respect and some understanding.
We're really mad at the moment, isn't it, Sonia?
Seriously, darling.
I'm saying you've got a zebra wig.
I've not got a wig. This is my real hair.
Stop talking at once.
One at a time. Your turn. I'd like to know what happened to you as a child. Because something bad happened.
Now stop.
Because otherwise
now
you would
stop.
Not be this ugly.
Your turn. You are fat. You are fat. You as a parent, you are fat. You are fat. You are fat. You as a parent, you are fat. You are fat. You are fat. You as a parent, you are fat.
That gets me so wet in the vagina area. I mean, ladies. Ladies, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Have you been following this the 400-pound girl that's doing the triathlon?
No.
Her name is Dances with Fat. You really ought to try it. I got to show you a picture of this thing. I mean, talk about hugely obese, as Katie Hopkins would say. Griselda's been into this.
Love Miss Hopkins, you know.
Yeah. I got to find... Griselda, are you... Are you available to call for Grum?
It's so so Sheldon Rab dinner was canceled.
Well, it happened. It's just that it happened at brunch time, and Griselda had to work, so she couldn't go. He actually had a facelift. He really did.
Well, do we have pictures?
I don't know. I'm asking Griselda for pictures as we speak. fat, fat parent, fat, fat, fat. Oh, here it is. I found her. Oh, my God, you guys are going to be so happy with me. This is the girl who did it at triathlon today. Her name is Dances with Fat. Look at this. Have you ever seen this much rubber in one place?
It's a very nice background on your computer. Where's that?
That's not the point, you dumb cunt.
Oh, sorry.
The Ooh. Fatty here.
Ooh.
Look at all Ooh. That rubber on Dances with Fat. So she had a website called Dances with Fat, and then, like, because of all the...
She's making fun of her obesity.
Yeah, because of all the haters and the Reddit people or whatever making fun of her, she changed it to Dances with Facts, which is retarded. But look at how big she is. And she only did, like, 1 inch of the triathlon. And look at that hand there. I don't know what's going on with that hand. See that hand there? That little hand? She only lasted like 1 second in the triathlon, and then she like died or something. So there's that. So
she's got nice condensation on her apron belly strength.
I think what they did is they took the tire from a 747 and made it into her outfit.
Yeah.
What's that noise?
Madge, did you see those amazing videos that Deborah made?
Yes, of course. I love them.
Come on her back.
You want to have a Simply Sarah video party? Should we do that?
Of course.
How can I pull them all up at once?
There were two of them. I don't know why, Deborah. Why aren't you putting these on YouTube?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe because it would be very nice.
Okay.
Oh, well, I would do it.
Then she would stop making videos.
There's Junior. There's already like 3 channels of her being mocked. It's not like it would be the first one.
Yeah, but I like her. I don't want to be mean.
Right. That's true. It's a good idea.
That's true.
See, what am I
know her personally.
No, I know her personally. She's in the upside down belly stank leak machine at the hospital. That's why she hasn't been doing Groms.
Well.
Seriously, is she dead?
No.
Me too. Okay, how do I find these Groms?
I sent you the links, you stupid cunt.
Wait, hold on. Westboro. Oh, here, I'll just do it this way. I found it. Sexy Sarah.
That was her own music.
No kidding.
Yes, I was like, oh.
I love the Yeast Radio and the Ducks, too. That's good promotion.
Yeah.
So much breathing.
Make your
I love peanut butter pie. I love Sarah too. Jesus Christ. She can't breathe. That might be my favorite one because there's no talking, it's just breathes. Alright, next.
And there's She's Back.
Come on her back? Well, I'm just going to go
I've got my chicken. It tastes.
It tastes.
Tastes.
Or chicken, or chicken, or chicken, or chicken, or chicken.
Oof, that oof.
Come on my back, come on my back, come on my back, come on my back, come on my back.
I'm sorry, is she doing an homage to Mrs. Patmore from Downton Abbey? Is that what she's saying? Patmore?
Yeah, she's saying, come on my back, come on my back.
Oh, I thought she said Miss Patmore, Miss Patmore. Oh.
Come on my back, come on my back, come on my back, come on my back, come on my back.
She's saying, come on my back, Miss Patmore, come on my back, Mrs. Patmore.
Yeah. On my back, I'll show you what it looks like. Our chicken just came. Chicken.
Well, Reagan's right. It does definitely get my autistic clit hard. That's for damn sure.
The food's done, if you notice, the first time the food's done, you can just see she's so excited she's about to eat because she always has that same high pitch sound like, it's done. Chicken.
She's doing a pinch of salt.
To balance out the sweetness. I know, okay. And I looped it. She sat there and put that damn song for damn 3 seconds.
I can't believe I have to tell you to shut up during your own videos. That's remarkable. I have to start over.
Yeah.
And then extract. Pinch of salt.
to balance out the sweetness. And you look like an eye to balance out the sweetness. Okay, yeah. A 10 inch. Squeezed it with my cup. Did a dime, did a dime, did a dime. I'm running jiggly. So I'm just going. Now let's do a little finishing off.
Finishing off. Just gonna finish it off. Now I'm just gonna.
We have a coconut.
Coconut.
You know what I think could be nice if you mixed these with picture with videos of gigantic boats like the Titanic.
How come she slurs so much?
I'm trying to figure out what she says with the coconut. I still don't understand what she's saying.
Yeah, it's a coconut.
Maybe she's right in that, or maybe Deborah's right in that she's high.
Okay, I mean, she could smoke. I mean, think about it. She loves food now. Why should she smoke through a blunt? She gonna eat the French.
Really, friends?
She is.
Oh,
this
no.
This is significant.
Oh, no, no, no,
take
no,
it
no.
In.
Shut up.
No, no, no.
Suicide pack. I'm scared. I don't want to hear her say it.
This isn't an N-word one.
There's only us. There's only this. Forget regret. Our life is yours to miss. No other
I love the tags.
Road.
Bad
no
shit.
Other
gonna sit at the here. I'll just play.
No day.
Numberly number. That's true. Number. Gunas attack. Formidable number. Drink the Kool-Aid. No. Number.
Like
Jonestown. Number. Heaven's Gate. Number. Bat shit. Number. Get a grip. Bitch.
I know that we're
anonymous.
6501,
go to the RC chain.
I trust my soul, my only goal is just to.
It looks like it says Google.
Which one, Cheryl? The last, the N. Oh, the one that says this is the N one?
Yes, there's only.
The one that said this is the N one.
That's right.
And basically do it yourself. And I don't mean to be offensive, but the phrase that seems to come across is do it yourself, whiny nigger, which is horrifying, really.
What?
I have to play it again because Deborah was talking.
End of the line outpost.
That's true.
And that's hardcore Nature Realms presence. This below the end of the line outpost beings, hardcore Nature Realms presence. Can you see? Here's the videoing of what they were just saying of there this is go. Choking me, these vines, these nature realms, accoutrement. Get them out, get them out, get them out.
Now it's starting.
Stop talking out.
There we go.
And now the transport portal, a humanoid life form in a subatomic level. The cabling system that has run through the transport portal for a very long time was broken.
Is that my
displayed as a museum piece, and Betty Jean, being resourceful, started a little
Cha-cha-cha.
Apparatus to keep the lies
let
clearing
it go.
Out. So that was certainly very harmful to the transport portal, harmful to the end of the line outpost, and harmful to below the end of the line outpost.
Is
there we
real
go. Now it's starting
they
to actually come
shit.
Up and out.
And in addition, for the last, I'd say, 2.5 months, the Lynn Life and Jamie Body Mind have been kind of inundated with Nature Realms messages that are clearly either from you or for you, and they don't feel like they're from you, because, and if they are, they're harassment, so that would be even worse. But these are messages for you that you haven't been addressing any more than Paul or Glenn were addressing the foot pain. And basically do it yourself. And I don't mean to be offensive, but the phrase that seems to come across is
Michael
do it
J.
yourself,
Fox
whiny
syndrome.
Nigger.
You are amazing. You just talked over the exact same part after
I
went through.
I?
Yes, you sure did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
God damn it.
Just rewind it a sec.
This is like hell. You're going to re-experience it until you don't fuck up.
No, I'm not.
Haven't been addressing any more than...
Shut up.
Paul or Glenn were addressing the foot pain and basically do it yourself. And I don't mean to be offensive, but the phrase that seems to come across is do it yourself, whiny nigger, which is horrifying, really. Really horrifying.
There we go.
That seems to be the attitude. Do it yourself. So then, in addition to the physical presences,
Jamie starts to get real nipple crazy after the N word.
Nature realms presences who have been training here, but have disappeared and have gone off. Well, they haven't disappeared, but they have ceased coming for training, and they are now living in Thing One. In the projects, but they are not at all doing
Thing one is Cheryl.
They're not at all following the instructions.
Now he's crying a little more.
And
there we go.
That's a life form who won't live forever, because no life forms live forever. That's physical life forms are transient. And so they're setting up in a physical life form, and they're saying
these bitches are really fucking crazy.
I don't believe it's real. I think they're just doing this shit to get money.
It's real. They get like 2 views per thing. There's nothing they're getting out of this except crazy.
I think she has the Michael J. Fox thing. That's why she moves so much.
She's in another realm, honey.
Well, that's an ugly realm.
Mm-hmm.
She trying to hang herself?
They're going up and down
My
the
friends,
realm.
In Planet Earth Dating, it's Monday, October 12th, 2015.
Weenie roads.
Too. Would a true friend call his or her friends into their greatness? Because we need to be...
So what I want to know is now, there were some conversations with Golden Circle Membies and the Lynn Body Mind. And she said that the reason Jamie says that's true is you have to evaluate all statements for truth. But how come Lynn Body Mind never has to?
She doesn't need to. She's in charge.
Because she's always true?
That's true.
I think she's just a bitch. How do you like that?
That's true.
Mm.
That's true.
And I think she's in Florida. I think you should go.
She's in Sarasota. It's on the other coast, yeah.
Yeah, you should go.
Griselda can't talk, she said. Sorry.
You know,
that's true.
Pino says that he found it via his friend was about to join their cult after going off the deep end.
But no way.
She got saved before moving all the way to Florida to join him.
You gotta be kidding. Are you serious?
That's what he says.
What, did she send him money?
Did she?
I don't know. You can ask Pino.
Well, we need to find out, because if she did, we need to talk to her.
In this episode, continued from episode 287, the Lynn Body Mind and Jamie Body Mind communicate with beings on a much higher dimension about Team Awakening's need for physical dimension support.
What? $200?
For audio.
She's team. Trying to be Scientology.
Good morning, everybody. This is Aunt Boom. Listen, this morning this message is going to bust you straight in the chest. It's going to bust you straight in the chest because
her lips.
I'm going to be talking very briefly about all of these women that have opened their own business hooking at home. That's right. You're a home hooker. Well, what's this right here? Hey, bae. Whoa. Can you go to the store for me? No, I ain't going to the store. I done took my shoes off. I ain't going to no store. If you go to the store for me, I'll give you some.
Some. Big eyes.
Give him some. What, you got some Twix bars up under there? Home hooking. Baker, you fix me something to drink. What you want? No, I ain't doing it. I'll give you some. Wait, can you get my hair done for me? Can you get my nails done, my feet done? If you do, I give you some. Home hooker. And then your daughters, they growing up, they seeing this, and your sons are seeing this, and they think that this is normal. So now you're raising daughters that say, oh, mama just getting her hair done. Now I can get my tuition paid.
She got a pony?
By giving them some. Mm-hmm. And then you raise these boys that saying, I ain't doing nothing till I get me some.
Mm-hmm.
You's a home hooker. I ain't gonna call you what the rappers call you. Because I think that's nasty. That's just a nasty term. But I promise you, before God, you is a hooker.
Hook.
You just hooking from home.
She getting a subscribe. I like her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That one didn't tickle my vagina.
Honey, that one was the fact. That's the truth right there.
She always saying the truth. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, Madge, can you play, did you listen to, Bradley got a call from Publishers Clearinghouse?
Just send me a link.
I think it's in Dropbox.
Oh.
Did you hear that, Debbie?
Sure. Oh, no, I haven't listened yet. I was going to send it for the girl because I figured you'd want to do it.
Good.
Listen.
It's in the new holder?
Cheryl. What'd you think of the call I did to the man for the getting the job at the bookstore, and I, you know, give him a blowjob, and he was like, "Yeah, that's fine."
Where?
What's I didn't this? Post it yet. It was live when you were there the other night.
What's Which this? One?
The one where I told him, what does he want me to wear when I come there to fuck him? And he's like, "Oh, what have I wanted to wear?"
I don't even remember.
And he told me to come in. He told me to come at 8, and we could go in the back room and funk.
Mm-hmm.
You bitch.
You got it to go, right?
Oh, no.
Tell him to go.
And now they're waiting.
Who's he talking about?
Yeah, I'd like to order today. Just saying. Just throwing that out there.
Man.
A 4-year-old. Wow.
I'd like to order today.
Can we get this up to go since we're not welcome? Children are not welcome to any
children. Children are welcome if the adults are here with them.
Listen, this one stepped on my foot. That one's that. No, excuse me. No, nothing. I'm trying to lean on the thing. I have bad knees and all. They're running in and out of here, in and out of here. Oh, yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Were you thinking
yes,
she was that to go? We're not going to fight.
This is
can we just have it to go?
This is Wendy.
This is Wendy. Yeah,
that's right. It is the proper room school.
Which, can we just have it to go?
This is ridiculous.
I don't want you to take it.
I'm
not hungry.
I'm
not hungry.
Get them my number, please.
Goodbye. I'll go to someplace where kids behave.
God, she was wearing pink for the breast-a-thon. What?
Cheryl.
Yeah.
Where were you watching the video for this? Y'all didn't post the link.
What video?
The one Madge is playing.
I have no idea. I didn't send it to her.
I just found it now.
Ah, well, listen, send that. I want to watch it. Okay. It's out of sync, so it didn't make any sense. I love a good customer dispute. What you should do is send the video through the Skype, so then we'd see it real time. Then we wouldn't have to do this.
Well, I didn't know it was any good. I hadn't seen it. I just played it just
now. That one looked good.
Oh, she said she knew what I was talking about. That is a good
did you? Oh, we got to watch part 2 of the Meth Lady.
District manager, call you
no.
And tell you how
you shut up.
Because you wasted my money.
My shit, matter of fact, you assassinated. Cause I'm finna send him to come do. Anybody wanna see y'all Jesus kill George Bush out of it? You crank that soldier girl. Soldier girl out in that hoe. Watch that crank and watch that roll. Why me crank that soldier girl, that Superman, that hoe, not watch me. You
let me find you that Wendy's one.
Good morning, everybody.
Man, the holder has Publishers Clearinghouse call. Okay.
I don't know where the Wendy's one is. I lost it.
I'll find it. I sent you a girl on meth video.
Oh, good. Well, I want to show you Reagan Chastain again. She's the Dances with Fat girl I was saying. Griselda sent me some more pictures of her. This is a really good one because she's at the triathlon. This happened today. This is breaking news. And, oh, what's that? Oof. And then this
Sprout
is...
by HP. What's that?
Look at this. Oh, no, that's the one I showed you. Hang on.
So there's such a big delay.
Oh.
Man.
Here, look.
Well, it's going to be like 10, yeah, 10 like 12. 10 minutes later. Yeah, it's a delay.
Oh, well, I can wait. Oh, it's a video. Oh, no, it's not. Never mind.
See, if you were just to share it on Skype video.
Yeah, then my computer would blow the fuck up.
Yeah, we need to get you that Mac Pro so you can do that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
How do you like that, Cheryl?
What's that?
Well, let's just say she probably is a good ocean swimmer because she's got all the blubber and you're supposed to cover yourself
up. Who's the blyock?
Not sure.
How does she swim with the... How does she swim with the students?
Man, she looks small next to the blind.
Now, what
is
about
it true
this?
That under Obamacare you have to have a scooter ramp for swimming pools?
No, you have to have a crane, a forklift. That's true. You know what I mean? Like, not a crane. What do you call them things? You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You were just reported.
Why?
What did I do? Hino says he'd donate $10 for the prawn, which you just Leo reported.
What?
There's something on your desktop. What is it? What is it?
What?
Madge.
Madge. Yeah, 10's not enough. Divided by 3.
Yeah.
Try 3,000.
Yeah.
And we'll talk. Look at this one. Do you see this one where she's, like, doing her...
So slow.
Do you see the one with her fist in the air?
Yeah.
I think she was... I don't know, because Griselda's not here, but it was, like, 10 minutes she did the race, and then she was done, but she raised all this money using GoFundMe, and she lied and said that she's been training.
For herself, you mean?
Yeah. But she said she was training, but it was a total lie. She didn't train at all. She just ate. Because obviously she wouldn't still weigh 400 pounds if she was training for a triathlon. Stop it, Trotsky. For a triathlon. You know what I'm saying?
She was training to eat, basically. She took the money to Five Guys.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, is that a tornado?
It's a black person on a motorcycle.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Is that the prawn?
I'm trying to find it. I don't know what you're talking about. I know there was something.
I think that was, I don't know. No, I think it was white.
There was something that came up, but I'm not sure.
It was white. Where it not is. This. I'm done.
Trotsky, can you hear him looking at me?
I gotta go get that.
Is he biting your nose?
No, he's licking me fachi.
Oh, stop. I don't want to see that gel stuff on it. Yeah.
It's not gel. That's his insides. What's this? What's this?
Well, it ain't norm, I can tell you that.
Okay, what's next? Oh, you sent it to
the
wrong
map. In the holder. Walls are done.
Walls and down. You okay? Oh, that'd be a good edit.
You good?
Good.
Huh?
Huh?
What's wrong?
Yeah.
Why are you sitting here?
Damn, she looks like a demon.
Demon?
Huh?
I'm trying to chill, nigga.
Why are you trying to chill?
Trying to smoke up.
You popped the molly?
No.
Huh?
No.
What's this?
What you do then?
I smoke meth.
You smoke meth? That's what you on right now?
Why is she green?
Meth is what?
Yes.
Earlier was down there doing this. You said what?
Sex attract. Oh, that's the echo on.
I'm not redefining marriage.
You all right? Now I'm looking at your eyes to see if your pupils is big.
She looks familiar. She looks familiar from some show.
They taking the bitch from granddad.
Okay.
Retrieve it.
Retrieve
okay,
what?
Now that Deborah's back, you can play the clip retrieve that what? I sent you a link to, or it's in the holder.
Publisher's Clearinghouse?
You stay around here?
Okay. You want me to delete it from the holder?
I don't give a shit what you do. No, don't. Why are you so delete crazy?
Mm-hmm.
You've always got to
delete. It's in the cloud.
I've got 2 gigabytes, that's it.
You're anal retentive. You do not have 2 gigabytes. You have all those memories that people sent you from your donations. You don't have 2 fucking gigabytes.
They're in our company. You are this month, luckily, second place winner of a whopping $3 million.
Oops. What? Hang on.
I lost. This? What's this?
What's this?
What's that?
What's this?
And now, where was this number from? It was like from Jamaica.
What are you eating? Deborah?
Wait. She told me not to eat.
What are you eating?
Some tuna.
That's wrong and disgusting. Not allowed. However, I cannot do this.
It's Saka.
You think you can get away with eating and not, you think you can pull a fast one on me about eating, huh?
You're in our company. You are this month, luckily, second place winner of a whopping $3 million.
Well, you better make a donation.
Okay.
All right. Well, the UPS delivery service, they will be delivering straight at your residence today at 3 o'clock. Will you be home by 3 o'clock?
Yes.
Jamaican.
And how are you feeling today knowing that you are a lucky winner?
Who is That's this? Amazing.
Pardon?
That's amazing.
Who is this?
That's right. Okay. Well, seeing is believing. And once you have seen this today, nothing could stop you from believing it.
Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty, and how would you like this delivery to be done? Publicly or privately?
Privately.
You rather confidential?
Yeah.
Alrighty, okay. Well, you're gonna be receiving this today at 3 o'clock. You were required to get a receipt from the Western Union. Do you know a Western Union?
Yep.
Well, you were required to get your receipt to show to the delivery guys. They will be delivering your check. And that receipt, which you will be having, is for security purpose.
Yeah.
So you could receive today.
Okay.
Alrighty, okay. And how far away you got a Western Union?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look up how far away it is.
Alright, could you check it out, sir? Because I'm going to ready the delivery team at the moment. So is it possible for you to check it out?
Yeah. Let me see how close one is. It looks like there's one a few blocks away from my house.
There is one 2 blocks away from your home.
Yep.
All right. Well, you were required to get a receipt by the Western Union knowing that you will take care of the security purpose so your check could be delivered at 3 o'clock today.
Okay.
All right. Is it possible for you to make your way at the Western Union, sir?
Yeah, I'll be able to go there.
All right. So you say it's a walking distance.
No, I'd have to drive there. It's a ways away.
Oh, you will be driving.
Yep.
All right. You will. Have you ever used the Western Union before, sir?
I think so. Yeah.
All righty. Well, you will be having a receipt with your name on it along with today's date. And the transaction, it's only $99, which you will be made in a transaction, okay?
$99, that's it?
Yes, it's only for the security purpose, so your check would be delivered to you today at your home by the UPS delivery guys.
Okay.
All right, and you got the $99 in position with you, sir?
I have it. I'll have to go get a receipt from Western Union, though.
All right. Okay, well, is it possible for you to make your way out of the...
I don't know what this number is. Somebody gave it in the chat.
Not that's neat what Skype does to the link.
Thanks for the unvetted number.
I'm sorry, but the person you have called is unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hang up.
I love how they have a Jamaican lady. Hang up. Unavailable.
Wait, well, let's call that acting thing again.
Yeah.
Did y'all y'all grumped the debate, y'all. When you gonna post it?
Weren't you in it?
No. I've been wanting to listen to it. You haven't posted the damn thing.
Oh, I made a solo grum. I'm gonna stick on the front of it.
Man, it's so busy.
Oh, can we not play, like, I don't know, 20 fucking minutes of opera?
How
movies
dare
with
you.
The girls. Jesus Christ, I had to get through, like, 20 minutes just to listen to it.
Oh,
you
my little
fast
car
forward.
Ride the other day.
You can
it
fast
was horrible.
Forward.
No, actually, the opera music was really good at the end. I didn't mind listening to it at the end.
Get fucked.
What?
Where's the
you wouldn't understand opera. Did you see that link I posted?
I went to a fucking, the worst opera live Met broadcast with my mother yesterday of Othello. It was horrible. I fell asleep. I ate a box of Twizzlers. I was there an hour early because I got the wrong time, and then I had to go and get a fried chicken sandwich from this place called PDQ, which is like chuckin', and more chuckin'. I was an hour early for a fucking four-hour opera, and the opera was terrible. It was this obese people in it. It was horrible, minimalist set, and I was a hated life.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
So you're the type of person that goes to these live events in the theaters?
Yes.
I'm not alone.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't spend $350 on Madonna to see her plastic surgery.
A break of news. NFL Network airs several nude bingo players.
Okay, so I had a really good idea. So you know how in American Horror Story, Lady Gaga's a vampire, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So here's my idea. Tell me what you think.
Oh, is she? Don't spoil it.
Dumbass.
I haven't even watched that shit. It sounds so
Anyway, so let's say, like, so here's my plot for Ryan Murphy, because he doesn't, there's no script anyway, so it doesn't matter. So what should happen is, even though it's already been shot, is that Gaga loses her vampire power, and she ages. She starts aging like a mortal again. And
she
then,
really aged.
So she ages, and then she turns into Madonna. What do you think?
No, but I hope he does do Madonna one time.
Of course you do. Okay, so where's the thing? Somebody had mailed me the thing with the thing about the thing. You know, the...
I'll give it to you. Don't you go looking for it.
Give me a goddamn number. I'm tired of getting nothing.
Well, I'm just making sure we're clean.
Wait, this big angry black gave me a link. That should be good. He's good for material. What's this here? Mail quit unexpectedly. Oh, that's nice. No mail for me. It's a good thing Deborah's finding it, though. Oh, get instant information on Lynn McGonigal.
That sounds legitimate, man.
For 95 cents? I ain't paying no 95 cent.
No, man, it's just for security purposes. You know?
Wasabades likes PDQ.
They need her credit card number.
Okay, what's this nursing home story? You want to read this, Cheryl?
No.
Okay, then I'll read it. Here is my... It's really your kind of thing, but I'll read it. I was working a night shift on a telefloor as a new nurse. We had this one poor old lady who was confused and was restrained as usual for her safety. She was our designated resident nightmare Jerry from hell, so she was placed near the nursing station. So we are chilling out at the nursing station, chatting and trying to get through the night. Suddenly, out of the corner of my eye, I see our lady in question standing in the dimly lit doorway of her room. I instantly leap out to her. As I approach her, she appears to be falling towards me, so I meet her in a bear hug, my arms around her waist. But waist is spelled like fecal waste. I'm not sure if that's on purpose. That was me commenting. That wasn't the text. Back to the text. And her arms around my shoulders. As I catch the lady, I notice a very strong smell of feces. And I feel something warm on my hands, arms, and shoulders. My fellow heroes come in behind me, and as the lights are turned on, my worst fears are instantly realized. Yes, I caught the old lady with a good old bear-hung football catch, but I was also covered in the lady's feces. As I looked at her, she has feces smeared all over her arms and hands and even her face. And of course, now I did. Now, there's a lot of comments here, but Cheryl, that really is something you should have read.
That's true.
You're kind of... story.
That's true.
Well, let's see. Oh, here. I had an 80-plus-year-old male patient. I put his Foley catheter in, bathed him, only to discover he ejaculated all over his clean covies. Lots of teasing after that. All the male nurses said if they ever come in, they wanted me to put the Foley and bathe them. Yuck.
I found a new black for you, man.
No. Don't get my hopes up.
He's not fine.
Does he roast it?
I can't find the number. What was the name of the place again?
Deborah, when you see the debate, Grum, you will hear it. You'll die because this fucking, that Jim Baker thing. Were you there for that? I don't even remember.
I called him.
She called, but she didn't watch the commercial first, so she had no idea what she was calling about.
Well, that was like one of my favorite.
Which made it better.
That was amazing to me. I was explaining to Reagan on the phone from a coffee shop because he wasn't
maybe
there.
Maybe you should post it.
Maybe you should get fucked and give me some donations, and maybe I'll be more motivated to post it. Shuck 'em.
Tiny suit, Maxon.
Oh, so my mother's birthday was today. We went to this Greek restaurant. I had lamb chops because I'm a vegan.
Mint jelly.
No, that's for the... No, mint jelly is shitty lamb chops. That's when you have to cover the taste. This was really good, like with all this olive oil and shit. And a real Greek salad where it's just none of that goddamn iceberg lettuce, just palkal, cucumbers, red onion, lots of feta cheese, some olive... I hate olives, but I...
Oh, you must have horrible gas.
Not yet, but I will tomorrow. What am I looking for now? Oh, yes, the creamy potatoes.
What was the name of the billboard?
Gilbo?
It was like A-list actors.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought you were going to find that for me.
That's what I'm trying to find, but I'm trying to remember what it was.
Well, meanwhile, I'll play this new Grum from Cheryl, this new, introducing a new black. This looks fun.
Good evening, y'all.
Oh, girl.
I want to make a video, and I don't see if this seems preposterous. But I want to ask a favor.
Oh, no.
I want to let y'all know that I'm in love with white guys' farts. Mm. I really am. I really would like to make a choice to like, be a part of white guys' farts.
Okay.
Like I said, I love the natural high I get from it. I love the cream in it, and I love the smell of it.
The cream.
I'm in love with white guys' farts. That's why I'm doing all this. I'm going to make two more videos and I'm going to stop. But like I said, I'm in love with white guys' farts. Please.
We got it. We got it. And then I guess this one I have to play next.
Hey, white trans men. Guess what?
That's Matt. That's
I'm wearing
Deborah.
My favorite color, dark blue. Dark blue is my favorite color. I have two rings. I have this one and I have this one. I wanna do something very interesting. Picture this one being your pasta, which is your male vagina, and picture this blue being your anus. Jesus. I would like to marry your farts if I have your permission. If I was giving you oral sex, I would like to go like this. Look. I'm gonna show y'all. See? Look at these rings. Play. See?
Shush. I'm focusing.
It's like you, man.
I love your anus. I love your pasta.
Pasta.
I love your anus. I love your pasta. Again, I had to do this.
I feel
the
like
anus,
a, this
the
is
pasta.
A star
the
is
anus,
born.
The pasta. The anus, the
I guess
the
that Tim
pasta,
called
because
Tim
again,
on his brum.
Think about this blue.
Tim did?
When y'all fart, I like to think about the man smell when y'all fart.
Oh, I thought this was a woman. This is a man.
Anus pasta. Anus pasta. Again, I like to like marry y'all anus.
My and Lord, I love to marry y'all like pasta. I feel like I took a oral sex. And another like dimension. I
said, if you're, if you have red hair, you're barbecue buffalo cream. If you have blonde hair, you're chicken my cream. If you have dark hair, you're beef cream.
I can't be tuna listening to that.
You're silver trout cream. But
super.
Yeah.
Okay, I was so pasta, she's talking about trans men, which is F to M. So trans, she when she says pasta, she's talking about the clitoris that's made into a dick. Okay.
And here is the silver and blue ring. Think of this about when y'all fart, and think about the fart tracing to y'all pasta. But yeah,
this is good.
If
shit.
I marry your farts. And your anus, I will take care of it.
No, you won't marry because I won't sign.
Because I love to make adult porn with smelling your farts and licking your pasta. I worship your pasta.
I'm starting.
Your pasta.
I'm finding a new trend on the YouTubes, which is that I think crazy is the new obesity.
I think Kim Davis is
one more time. Look.
Man.
Let gays get married. People try to marry farts. Man, we
can't. Wait, look at the subject. White trans men, may I marry y'all farts too in porn? You see that?
Yes, Madge, we can't afford and nor do we want to provide mental health benefits to people. So, therefore, we now have YouTube to provide a means for people to record themselves and get therapy.
Thank you, Bernie Sanders.
See?
I pooped my diaper.
These are two holes.
Two holes. Do you think she's high, Deborah? This is going crazy.
This is so fucked up. I think she smokes a VCR cleaner. Didn't realize you just sniff it, don't smell it.
See? These normal. Are rings. These were. I love these rings. And I just love to share this with y'all.
Where again, is she? She looks like she's in some Freddy Krueger basement.
And pasta, the silver and blue.
Pasta.
Anus. Pasta. Anus. Pasta. Anus. Wait a minute. Anus. Pasta. Anus.
So this person was actually on Tim's show? Mm. Yes? Or he called and he wasn't there?
Mm.
Oh, get it.
Anus. Pasta. I just love to share that with y'all, cause I will forever be truth. I will always forever love y'all man smell. And also, I think of 88.
Breaking news: Olive Garden, according to Noah, Olive Garden has an unlimited anus pasta deal.
Oh, does he work there now?
No, I think his boyfriend does.
See,
wasn't that fun? How we ganged up on his old boyfriend and how
he's not nice, man.
What's not nice? His old boyfriend? I know he was an asshole. But I'll be really embarrassed if they get back together now.
He's horrible.
See? I just had to do this. Anus, the blue.
Yeah.
Which one is the?
Blue and silver.
Pasta.
See? I worship him real good.
Okay, hold on, though, because we have one more Wasabi anus pasta.
He says he was very soft.
He was. Oh, did Wasabi meet him too?
I think he just saw her picture.
Because I remember I told you that when I first met him, he had the same hairdo as Fav. Remember when I said that, Cheryl? Way back.
This is my last video for a while.
Oh, good.
I'm going to leave it to the show. I'm making this video because I'm campaigning for someone to put me in fart male white porn. Fart male white porn. DD. I want to get in fart male white porn. I'm campaigning for it. I live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I wish someone either leave a...
Dee Dee's in Panama.
...they yeah. can film me smelling white guys' farts, or somebody that can come from another state and film me smelling their farts, or take me to another state and I smell white guys' farts. Please, I'm campaigning for white guys to fart in my mouth. I'm campaigning for white guys to fart in my mouth. I'm campaigning for white guys to fart in my mouth. I'm campaigning for white guys to fart in my mouth.
He's on repeat.
He's cycling. He's just amazing.
Campaigning. When I was 18, I had a blonde hair guy sit on my face. It was chicken cream. When I was 22, I smelled a red hair guy's butt of giving him a little bit of money I had. And when I was 24, there was this dark hair guy that was like chicken, that was like beef cream Wait a minute. The red-haired guy, when I was 22, he was barbecue buffalo cream. His fart smelled like that. When I was 20, when I was between the age of 20, I say when I was between the age of 24 to I got 28, I smelled three in that time period dark-haired guys' butt, and they were beef cream. Now that I'm 31, I want to smell a lot of white guys' farts.
He's 31?
Skinny, fat, young, old. I'm
I like he has a vocabulary.
I'm campaigning for white That's male true. Fart porn. I'm campaigning for white male fart porn.
It's like he's
porn.
Doing
I'm campaigning for white male fart
SEO.
Porn. I'm campaigning to smell white guys' farts. I'm campaigning to smell white guys' farts. Please. Please.
Can't wait to listen to his call with Tim.
Oh, it hasn't played yet.
Oh, so many margarines.
Unless you do it
tastes
like
good enough to fool Mother Nature. Tastes so sweet and creamy, so much like butter. All you'll ever want is more chiffon. You'll see.
Never like enough.
So many margarines. But chiffon's good enough to fool Mother Nature. It tastes like butter, but it's not.
You know, I started to watch that Rosemary's Baby sequel, and it's like, it's much more appropriate for movies with the girls than Rosemary's Baby was. Did you watch any of it?
It's not a sequel. It's a mini, you know, it's
whatever the fuck it is, and why are you eating again?
Because my fucking tuna was ruined
God
by fart
damn
talk.
It. Do you know, I have people that call me, and every time they call me, they're eating. And it drives me fucking crazy, because I'm like, you could call
now
me anytime.
Stop,
you
man.
Call me, and then you're fucking eating. It
stop
makes me
having,
want to die.
Stop it. Having fat girls as friends.
How dare you? Look who's talking.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about you and your minivan friends.
Girl.
Okay.
Pork well, they're neck. Not talking.
Pork,
my teeth.
Pork neck.
Now, can we please call my friend at the 480 number?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
We're calling her. I hope this is a boyfriend or something. Where's the 480 we're calling? That
yeah.
One?
Why? What is it?
I assume this has been vetted, unless you want me to
yes,
scream.
Yes, all these numbers have.
Tuna cream? Is this you?
Mm-hmm.
There's no bit. Do I need cats ready?
No.
Okay. I'm really glad this was vetted.
You can't make so many answers on the phone. That's why I posted the other ones.
It's just on.
Girls. Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
Hello, honey. One for the money, two for the show.
Okay, try the other one.
Three to get ready, and four to go. All right, let me change back to Sheldon Brab. I don't want to accidentally show porn or something. Let's see.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please call again.
This picture. That...
Hi, this is Pep Girdle Clearinghouse. What? Girdle? Skirt Girdle Clearinghouse. What? Hello?
My lord.
That was one of those 1973 answering machines when it had a tape.
I know.
I love those.
Oh my God, I have to show you what Griselda just sent me. This is Cheryl. Cheryl, Griselda found your doppelganger from that movie Walls Fall Out. Let me just show you.
You're a cunt.
Let me show you. It's real pretty. Look at this. Let me know when it shows up on your stream.
Con.
Lizzie, little Lizzie V.
So V cute. As in vagina.
That's it. I'm hanging out. You
see
<Whoa. that? laughs>
Oh, but it's Sagan, Megan. Mm. People are so mean to her.
602 number next?
Mm-hmm.
Are you just going in order?
I feel bad for that woman.
Yeah, that's why you mocked her in a video that got over a million and a half views. You know how many? It's gotten like, how many views did the Vimeo one get? Like 500,000?
Oh, my Lord. It was all over.
Stop Reddit. Eating!
More than that. I'm not. My dentures came out.
You're making me wake my neighbors.
I think it got more than 500,000, though, because it was all over these Reddits. Jesus Christ. Oh, that was the Apple Pay.
Well, no, the YouTube one that I'm hosting got like 1.3 million. I'm wondering how much the Vimeo one got in addition to that.
It was probably, I think, like 700.
So it's gotten about 2 million altogether.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, you've started a whole prolapse renaissance. Should be proud. Good vetting.
I don't understand what the fuck's going on.
Maybe that you suck. Is that it?
What the fuck are they doing?
They all answered yesterday.
Well, today ain't yesterday. Maybe that's the damn problem.
Last one's the charm.
Yeah, I hope so. This better be a drug addict. Or a gay.
Steve.
Sheldon back on for good luck. Everybody got burner numbers. Your Gigger Tigger has a number for prayer. Let's try that. Maybe he vetted his numbies. Unlike some people who eat on the phone. Do you have a feeder, Deborah? Is that what's going on?
This is the first time I ever ate on the ground.
Is this from the food truck?
Calling Morningside Church, home of the Jim Baker Show.
Oh, please listen Lord. To the following options. Now, this is for changed. You. It's no, time you start.
Press pound and the call number at any time.
You want me to hash?
Please be aware, at times, our call volume is very high.
You need to get fair.
What?
Do it.
Details.
Your call has been answered by Avaya IP Office. Extension 246. Is not available. To leave a message, wait for the tone.
Reception.
Hi. Hello?
It's not a real person. Talk that.
Try that 832.
Yes, ma'am. I've been doing it.
Thank you for calling the Arms Room. We are currently closed. Our hours of operation are Monday through Thursday.
It says 24/7 on the website in big bold font.
Thank you for your business.
Are you kidding me?
Apparently so. Somebody is kidding you. God is. Then God hates you, Deborah, for all that.
You could call Lynn.
I'm trying to call the Light Healer Method. It's not going through. The 941 number? It's not working. Let's try it again. Okay. Oh, no. It's a bad number. Or it's blocked from this thing. This business.
Go to the bathroom. So.
Well, play it. Oh, I didn't put the last number in. That's why. Huh. Cheryl, are you taking the phone with you?
That's true. Not yet. I might. That's true.
Okay, this is Light Healer.
Light Healing.
God damn it.
Okay, now this one, Google says it's open, so I know they're going to open.
Your legs after 12 o'clock? Great, Grom. We're getting lots of donations for this dead air.
Shh. That your dog whistle?
Just give me a headache.
Yeah. Thanks for calling the hotline. This is Virginia. How may I help you?
Hi, honey. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to finish this last, but I didn't realize it was on hold. I'm eating this chiffon. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Are you in need of a shelter?
Yeah.
Are you pregnant?
I am. I'm sorry. I'm just so hungry. I went to the doctor today. He had said I was 6 weeks. With the ultrasound.
Okay. Yep. And what
they did blood work, and you said the hormonal balance.
Mm-hmm. And what state are you calling from?
I'm from Red Bank.
From Red Bank?
Yes.
New Jersey?
I am so sorry. I must stop eating. It's so good.
South Carolina?
No, Red Bank. Not eating no more.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm not really sure what you need. You need shelter in Red Bank. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm in Red Bank, New Jersey, honey.
Okay, hold on one second.
As you can tell, this is the first time I've actually been able to actually eat a decent meal in 2 days. Okay. I had bought this chiffon,
mm-hmm.
stroganoff, and
Siobhan, have you?
Not a question. I had got this, and I don't. Are you, ma'am?
I'm listening.
Boone's Farm is I have had it.
You've had it with what?
The Bones Farm. The Fuzzy Navel. And I have
All right, well, what does that have to do with you being pregnant and needing shelter?
No, I'm just letting you know. I know some places don't want me to drink it. We're going way... Yeah, right now, it's just like... They're telling me stuff, and it's going by so fast, it's hard to understand what they're all saying.
Right. If you're pregnant, then you don't want to be drinking.
Okay. But I won't after this one. I already bought it.
Uh-huh. I'm going to give you the name of
have a cat. Now, does that matter? It's a little tally cat.
And yeah, cat does matter. You can't go near the litter or anything.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Maybe give it to my sister.
Yeah. Let me give you this one.
I was
going
to try to stay with her, but she won't let me stay with her. She says I have a problem because I steal things. But I told her before, stuff comes up missing. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, you turn on the news, people misplace TVs all the time.
So do you need me to give you the name and the phone number of a shelter?
Is it normal for the discharge?
I can't answer any of those questions for you, ma'am. I'm just here to give you the name of a shelter if you need it.
Yeah.
You'd have to call your OBGYN or a local emergency.
Get away from me. I'm on the payphone.
We're going back to Okinawa on a family
trip.
I'm
on this payphone.
You've never been up to that point?
No. But when I got off the plane... I don't know what
now,
it
was. Now, what do I need to do?
It was like, I'm here.
This is me and Gus. What's hip? What's the next move?
Hello?
Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown, is brought to you by Expedia. Connecting you to the people and places that matter.
Ma'am.
It's hard to believe you can book over 11,000 local activities right from our app.
Ma'am.
It's even harder to believe it took you this long to come here.
Ma'am.
Expedia. Technology that connects you to the people and places that matter.
Everyone deserves a better tomorrow.
Hmm?
Ma'am? How could it be me? The fucking Christ y'all running around here. This is unprofessional. Both of you.
Move!
And you're dead, bitch, so shut the fuck up.
Stop eating.
I'm not eating anything.
Did you find out what to do with the baby?
Still out.
You need to get out of this house. You can't stay with me anymore.
I'm not gonna steal anything.
You can't stay here. You need to find a shelter.
Okay, first and foremost, Giga, how did I fuck up James Baker? How the fuck did I fuck it up? It went to voicemail.
I'm gonna pull my breast aside. I'm not ashamed of my stomach. Now look at there. You don't have that right there.
I didn't press anything.
Also, her body needs to have a baby.
Get saved. And if you can't get saved today, get saved tomorrow.
Hi, honey.
There's now a yeast radio bingo.
Plus size section bingo.
What?
It's plus size section bingo.
Now, I posted the number from before that has been vetted.
It's been vetted. I have a lot of faith in that.
By Google.
So Deborah's high. Deborah's
how does Google vet? Does it use the mechanical term?
Deborah ruined the call. I think we almost got bingo.
Why, Deborah's eating something. Wait, you're the eater, not me. This is the first time I ever ate on the crumbs. So how did that get back?
You're eating a lot.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm.
That's Pro Shop's customer service.
Hi, this is Debbie McNeil. I was in there the other day. I had a question. I was looking at I think it was a pink BB gun.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Debbie O'Neil. I had a question. Should I be getting that before or after? I had read a ma'am about the Obamacare or something about it not being legal anymore for the kids to have them. Hello?
Hello?
Is that true?
Hold on, let me transfer you to firearms.
Okay.
Oh, guns are hilarious.
Freedom.
Just one more.
Firearms is busy.
Wonder why.
Murder.
Taking my gun.
I'm ready. God damn it.
Call it back.
I like this bingo. This is a good one. Hi, this is Deborah McNeil. I came in there with my purse Did anybody turn it in? It had a chiffon rifle from Betty Ford, a little lapel.
Okay.
Anybody turn in a little chiffon?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, good.
Okay.
How long are y'all going to hold it?
I'm not sure.
Well, I'm going to need it. I'm going to need it, you know what I mean? I got it from Betty Ford after the pill incident, before the clinic was open, though. Hello?
Yes?
I had the Big Mac with the large fries. You remember me?
Is it hot?
No, I don't remember you.
I have big tits. I was 5'6". I'm 63 years old. I have glasses on. I was wearing a red sweater with a white sweater neck underneath it. We had blue jeans. I had the Big Mac with that.
In the breakfast.
The Big Mac without mayo? The Big Mac don't have mayo.
Yeah, that's mayo. No, I said Big Mac special sauce.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know if I'd be able to come in there. Do I get a discount?
If you come, I can fix your order.
Could I rub myself for you? Maybe, I don't know. Do y'all take Apple Pay?
Well, what is your order?
Do you take Apple Pay?
Okay. Yes, we take Apple Pay.
Okay. So could I come in there, hypothetically speaking, lift up my girdle, lay my pussy right there on top of it and make it ding? And you could just look at it. Maybe I look into your eyes and I say, oh, I like the way it looks. And maybe just rub myself. Okay. Oh, my daddy used to rape me with the Snickers. It was the crunchy kind. Sometimes he'd pull it out and make me taste it. And it tasted like organic chocolate from Whole Foods. You know what I mean? Maybe you could cut my side and steal some of my organs for an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you could come on my face and feed it to the wolves outside like Marichara. Maybe Dancing with Wolves with Kevin Costner. And he learns to speak Indian with all those and fucks the Mexican Indian girl.
Yeah.
Okay, and then maybe I could go play with the oil. Sometimes I like to stick my friend. She's a fat black girl. I like to stick her hand in the hot grease and make the white man over the counter that wants the chicken burn. Is that normal?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as I said, currently my breasts are moving to the side, the 32C. Like I said, they need a milking. I'm just going to come in there and we'll just go ahead and see if you're Mexican.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, honey. You've been very kind. Can you say donations for me?
Yes.
Okay, say donations.
Thanks. Yeah.
Donations.
Sorry?
Say donations.
No.
Bye. I gotta go. My son's playing Call of Duty.
Are you Chinese or Mexican?
Sorry?
Are you Chinese?
No.
Deborah's conscience speaking. Be nice.
Are you Mexican? Okay.
Bye.
Are you Mexican? She wants to come in. She wants to come in and show you her pussy. Is that okay?
I'm sorry. We're actually Donald Trump's security team. We just wanted to make sure there was room for him and his hair. Would we be able to chiffon the shower and bathroom into a hairpiece salon?
Okay, but if you can, I can fit.
You can see it.
You can what now?
Will you eat out her pussy too?
China.
Will you eat it out, honey?
Give me the phone, Mom. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, baby. I came in there and ordered the chicken nuggets. I didn't get my sauce.
Okay.
I asked for the creamy white sauce. I always get my sauce. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. I just wanna get meth and fuck y'all. Come alle ultra. Mucho grande, venti, venti tall, grande, frappuccino, o primo vergonas cardanas, some more, yeah, Nutella, Nutella, banana.
Ella query, Q. Usted come see vagina.
Okay.
Well, I think you're doing an amazing thing. I don't know why Cheryl is being mean.
Teens and Grand Pingler.
Get off the phone, James.
Teens and Grand Pingler.
I'm sorry, James is a robotic crayon.
Homer Mikona.
How do you feel? Do you think the universe is going to end one day, sir?
I got a duty bad.
That made him in. When I pondered the question of the universe.
Falcon of balls.
Comer me Kona want to
Falcon
eat
of balls.
Did you like?
I kill black
like
people in Baltimore, so that's nice about me.
What are these from?
I got a big duty in my pan pants.
Did we use these in a grum?
No.
This is from the debate, I think.
I got my neck done with these other douches. We're out giving interviews.
Virginia, the new lady at the hotline.
Vagina? Mm-hmm. Okay, we can call her. This is Virginia. It'd be nice to her.
Wait, who is this?
Virginia. Be nice, Cheryl.
What's this?
Who's calling?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Phil? Hello, are you there? Gene.
God damn it, he hates you.
Well, then why did you let me start out? Deborah called.
Deborah was supposed to. I don't know.
No, you lying whore.
You fucking cunt. Call him back.
You heard that, Cheryl? That was the shark jumping. Bit your fucking hand off when it.
He sounded like he was dying.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. What?
I got this Christian restaurant number.
No, call him back.
Call the Christian. Give him time to get his oxygen back on. Call the Christian restaurant.
Fine.
Oh, me.
You're the one that's in control of all this.
I'm going to have some apple kernels.
Yeah. Oh, wonder if you'll get all the hate that I got for eating.
Probably not, because it's not all mushy and crunchy.
Mama just popcorn.
Since the
tuna was
real. Go forward, Cheryl. May I help you?
Hi, honey.
Hello.
I had seen y'all in my Christian handbook. It said y'all were one of the Christian restaurants here.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
And I just think that's so amazing. And I was actually one. My granddaughter is doing a report for her school. What we're doing is I'm trying to go around and get businesses for them, for ones that are not going to stand down to Obama and the gay thing, these businesses that are, you know, right with the Lord. And we had already interviewed a lady that had a bakery that will not be partaken in the sanctity of marriage for the gays and the cakes. And she is just so ecstatic. And we had found this place, and we were wanting to know if we'd be able to come in there later on, or maybe even tomorrow, and have y'all sign her little trifold.
Well, I don't know, ma'am. I'm the graveyard waitress. The owner won't be back until in the morning.
Okay. Well, have y'all had any of the queers come in there starting mess?
No, ma'am. I don't know, ma'am. You'd have to talk to the owner about anything political.
Okay. Well, I just want to say I appreciate you. And for you were there in the front line, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just praying for your safety and our sister, Kim Davis.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Has Kim been there?
I don't know, honey.
Okay. Well, thanks again. And like I said, I just think it's so amazing what y'all do.
Oh, okay.
You
thank you, ma'am.
More. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, man, she was happy.
Why didn't you ask what they do specifically as a restaurant that is Christian? I don't understand what that has to do with Christianity.
They have spaghetti. Okay, Mondays, spaghetti. Tuesdays, chicken and dumplings.
Wait, that's all they have?
Wednesday, meatloaf. Thursday, King Ranch chicken. Friday, fried whitefish. Saturday, Christian enchiladas. Oh, chickens. The font's small. Sunday, roast beef and gravy.
Wait, is that all that they serve?
Yes, and then you can get appetizers. These are each $4.99 a piece. Stuffed jalapenos, cheese sticks, fried mushrooms, Cajun french fries, onion rings, fried cauliflower, fried eggplant, chips and salsa, pies, apple, pecan, coconut, chocolate, brownie.
This is making me so hungry I can't take
cobbler,
it.
Peach. Cherry.
I'm eating apple cobbler, man.
Strawberry. Shortcake.
You want some, man?
And for $1.75, alamode.
Bitches.
So they have all of those choices, but they only have one main dish.
Yeah.
Which is roast beef or Jesus? Jesus is the main dish?
Good food. Mm-hmm. Good prices, but dirty. The floor was super greasy, and the place just seemed to be covered in grime. I was appalled by the dining area. I'm afraid to imagine what the kitchen looks like. Best damn greasy spoon in the bluff. Great all-American food, 24/7. Great spirit lies within. People are genuine and give back to the community. Ever drunk and don't want Whataburger? This is the place.
What? Hello?
Truck apparently.
Hello, this is Chaplain Kenny. I'm sorry you've missed me.
Yeah.
Please give me a call again with a short message and leave me a number and I'll get back with you.
Cat fight.
Thank you.
Message.
Have a blessed day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
Listen.
To continue recording where you left off. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. Thank you. Your message has been sent.
I'm hungry.
Can we call Gene back?
No, he hates you. You're mean.
Do it.
Have we got any money?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got good donations. Okay, let's see. I had a guy saved I wanted for Cheryl.
You saved a guy?
Mm-hmm.
Praise Jesus.
Oh, I never thought about going to a Christian chat room and getting numbies.
That'll last long.
When you talk about, like, current events, that's what makes it interesting.
Oh, yeah. Right. Can we call Jane now? Man.
Yes. He's passed out.
It's saying.
But use a different voice,
Cheryl. No, Deborah, you start.
It's always me. It's your turn to pull your weight, bitch.
It hates me.
Put down the fucking food and stop eating the porridge. Okay. Okay, I want another
thing. Hello?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, baby.
What?
It's me, Heather.
How you doing?
Oh, my God. I am bored. My fucking mom kicked me out of the house.
You're bored?
Yeah, my mom kicked me out of the house.
Maybe you want a big car, honey?
Yeah, if it's got a nice warm room to go with it.
You want me to fuck you?
Yeah. You got a bed I can sleep on, or maybe surf on your couch.
You can sleep on top of me, honey.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Phil. Oh, my God. Yes, baby.
What?
I said, yes, I want to, baby.
What?
I said, yes, baby, I want to.
Okay.
That's true.
You spread your legs open.
That's true.
I'll slide my big one in.
That's true.
How's that?
Yeah, that's true.
You want me to suck your titties?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's
true. Are your nipples hard?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, that's true.
And your pussy, is your pussy getting wet?
Yeah, that's true.
What?
Yeah, that's true.
That's
what?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's true.
What?
Yeah, that's true.
Deborah, are you still fucking that black cock? If you are, then you better get out of the house.
No, Mom. He's white, and he's my boyfriend. His name's Phil.
But you've got this big black cock in your vagina while you're
on
the phone.
I don't care. I want Phil.
Phil is fine, what? But get this penis out of you.
Phil, can you get violent with me, baby?
What?
I want you to get violent. I want you to fucking punch me.
Punch her in the cunt.
I don't want to do that, no.
Baby, please.
Punch her. All I want to do for me is fuck you, baby.
It's a feminist.
Can I punch you in the ass?
You can rape me in the ass.
At a Shoney's.
What?
You can rape me in the Shoney's parking lot.
That turkey in the ass.
Yeah.
Voofed.
Yeah.
Voofed.
Yeah.
Put your cheeks up and I'll spread them.
What's your T-cell count?
My cock. Fuck you.
My baby, my T-cells are really low right now.
I'm playing with my cream pie.
You what?
He hates you.
Cream pie.
I can't hear you, honey.
She said she wants a $5 fill-up.
I got the TV on.
Are you still sick, Phil?
What?
Phil, what did you think about the Democratic debate? Did you like Bernie Sanders?
I didn't see it.
What do you think about Bernie? What do you think about Bernie Sanders?
Heather was getting fucked.
I don't know much about him, so I can't say too much about him.
What about that Hillary Clinton?
All I know is he came out of nowhere.
Heather wants to fuck that Ben Carson of the Republicans.
What do you think about Hillary Clinton and the email scandal?
Oh, I don't think too much about it. I think the media is building a big thing out of it.
Yeah.
You know, with those emails.
Do you think they were
shit that it didn't cost anybody nothing?
Yeah. Do you think they were sexual, though?
What?
Do you think the emails were sort of sexual? Like, she was...
She's a huge pussy.
I can't hear you. I got to turn TV down. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think the emails were sexual?
Well, she was having a lesbian affair with Madeleine Albright, and she was talking about eating her out downtown. And she got pussy juice on the blue dress or something.
Mm-hmm. How about Hillary's pussy?
What about Hillary's pussy?
Rotten ham clitoris, that's her name.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
We need to buy you a remote. A universal one.
Voofed.
Remote? I got a remote. I got two of them.
Oh. Do you have a king bed? Like, describe your room. What does your room look like?
It's a bedroom. That's it.
Is it pretty big?
It's got four walls.
Why are you always in your room, though? Do you never go to, like, your study?
Homebound.
Housebound, dumbass.
What?
Do you never go to your study? Do you ever go to your living room in your kitchen?
Oh, yeah.
Are you obese?
Yes.
What?
Are you obese?
I can't understand you.
Who's that guy?
It's my ex-boyfriend.
Tell him to hang up before I knock him out.
Hang up, Michael. He's going to knock you out. It's my black boyfriend, Michael. Don't, Michael, get on the phone. Michael, stop. Get on the phone, Michael.
Deborah.
Finger in your
boyfriend.
Deborah, get that shit.
You better tell him to behave.
Here, I'll let you tell him.
Michael,
take the phone, Cheryl, Michael.
Get that schwertzy out of here.
What you want?
What?
Why are you talking about Hillary Clinton's pussy?
Hey, look, you little cocksucker, you.
What?
You heard me.
Is this Jean? She told me about you.
I'll knock the shit out of you.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm a boxer.
Yeah? What are you gonna do to me? I'm gonna cut you.
I gotta go. I don't have time to be talking about.
What are you talking about?
Goodbye.
Let me hear you whisper that you love me too.
Jean.
Another call ruined by Cheryl Prolep.
Jean. The gypsy.
You said his name. That's why I made him feel uncomfortable. And he had to go.
I've told her 1,000 times she can't call me Jean.
And it's because I'm your black man. Who's that man?
Tell him I'll hit him.
I'm going to punch him in the cunt.
Call that 361.
I thought
that was good.
That's my new man. And do not play music. Don't fuck this up because I'm going to export money or get money out of him later on for real.
You're going to export money? You're going to buy arms, guns?
He's going to be my sugar daddy for real. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Colin Floyd, you sure I might help you? Hello?
Hold on 1 second. Hello? Who's this?
Hello. This is Cheryl.
Oh, hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
My name's Cheryl, too.
Do you need to place an order?
Yes. I was wondering what your special is today.
We don't have a special at night. It's straight menu.
Okay, what's the best thing on your menu?
Chicken fried steak.
How much does that cost?
$8.99.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Is this the Christian restaurant?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And what specifically makes it Christian? I'm confused.
What's confusing about it?
Is it just that everyone that's there is Christian, or do you have, like, a church so I can pray?
No, we're just a restaurant.
Okay. So can I pray there?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. And what kind of dessert do you have?
We have three kinds of cobblers, meringues, pecan, and apple, and French silk, brownies, and cinnamon rolls.
Do you have snickerdoodles?
No, we don't have cookies.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, maybe I'll come in there. What time are you open till?
We're open 24/7.
A 24/7 Christian restaurant?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Amazing. Okay, and what's your name?
Cheryl.
Okay. Oh, that's my name, too.
Uh-huh.
Can I bring my altar?
No. Well, I don't care if you do.
Okay. All right. Uh-huh. Thank you. I'll bring that in. I'll see you in a while.
Okay. Thank you.
Bring my altar.
That's my name, too.
That's funny.
I knew that would be a good one. The you should have told her that it's 5 by 5 feet. It's a clearance.
That's fine.
Can I bring
she's
my
so
altar?
Teary.
Well, she's Christian.
Okay, sure. This
call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging Deborah. System.
What makes it Christian?
7-0.
Hang up. 7
is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording,
record
you may hang up
please.
Or press 1 for more
you
options.
You said the number.
To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hello?
Don't know. I didn't want to mess this up. I told you before, Madge.
Number, please.
If you're satisfied with
erase
the message,
it.
Press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 4. Message erased.
Okay, good.
At the tone, please re-record your message. At the end of your message.
I'm not going to share no more boyfriends.
You little tramp.
Yeah, we can call the Christian restaurant every gram.
Yeah, I think that is the new number to go.
Yeah.
Although.
All has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Right.
Great boyfriend, Cheryl. I mean, Deborah. I'm so sorry you're not going to share your new boyfriend with me.
Oh, wait.
This is torture.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
What's yours, Cheryl?
I want to try the Jamaica one again.
I need a hair lip song. Hair lip song. Gotta be a song about hair lips.
Oh, you want a song?
No.
No.
Me.
I got a hair lip. And it's the shit.
That's not a hair lip song here. Hair lip lyrics, no.
That's the number, Cheryl. That's what we were looking for earlier.
Oh. Well, that's my name, too. I know.
When Madge first called, I was like, oh, shit, it's his wife.
Yeah, boy, let it roll. Boy, this is the way I used to play down on Redwood Street.
No, that's not a hair lip either. Hair cleft palette in the style of Umbrella. This should be good. It better be a real hair lip.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And y'all talk about mine.
Trying to get a hair lip video.
The pain makes a moan. Live in pain here.
Sorry, I thought I could. I didn't think it'd be this hard to get a video about it. Oh, this guy's really a hair lip. This should be good here. Yeah, I'm gonna put video on. This is a real hair lip. This is a new roasted duck. I feel it. Look at this.
What? When we're delayed, it's kind of horrible.
Well. Just masturbate till it comes on. Ooh, hair lip. I'm excited. Cheryl, watch.
Sophie Sheldon. Man.
Before life removed all the innocence,
so good.
My father would lift me high.
I don't see a Leo.
And dance with my mother.
Look at that weird lip. Spin me. Why does he have such a huge windscreen? Is that because he has a lip?
Then up the stairs, yes, he would carry me. And I knew for sure I was love.
If I was
out of town.
He's not bad enough. I wanted a batter.
I don't think he sounds good.
Yeah.
Denver needs to call him up being a Christian actor.
I need a better hair lip.
Why can't you call about being a car wrecked accident?
Right.
A hair lip plays Minecraft.
Come on, my chickens.
If you just share your screen on Skype, it'd make this so much more.
Shut up.
Get with the time.
Come on, chickens.
It's not a hair lip.
Can't you just go buy a Mac Pro and keep returning it every 14 days?
Yeah. That's not a hair lip, yes, either. Sucks. Well, whoever's out there, oh, here. Girl with cleft lip covers maybe this time. This has to be good. Oh, she does have a hair lip. Let's watch this. Please be bad.
Two old friends meet again, wearing older faces.
Not bad enough.
Talk about the places they've been.
When I was in high school, there was a girl. See, the problem with these hair lips is they've been operated on and fixed. When I was in high school, there was a girl named
Tina. Her nose is huge.
When I was in high school, there was a girl named Tina Breidensteiner, and you couldn't understand anything she said. She just sounded like this. Now, that's a hair lip. No, it was a hair lip. But these hair lips today, they're all repaired. It's just terrible. I mean, there's no good hair lips. Would I? Hair lip, would I?
Listen, Madge.
What?
Deborah gave you numbers and stuff and things.
I'm sorry, I was looking for a hair lip. Viral video, yeah, right. Bad hair lip. I probably have to find it on, like, one of those awful sites, you know?
Pinot Noir.
Yeah. Can somebody find a hair lip video for me on 4chan or one of those
losers? Did you see that picture of Pinot Noir drinking Pinot Noir?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what am I doing now?
Eh.
Oh, we're calling the... Yeah. Calling. Dialing.
Well, the times are getting hard for you, little girl. I'm a humming and a strumming all over God's world.
You can't remember when you got the last meal and you don't know how a woman feels.
Go to AMPCWorld.org. That's AMPCWorld.org. And click audition. New audition dates, times, and locations are added weekly. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it now. You've reached AMTC during high call volume or after normal business hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you're calling about an audition, please visit our website, amtcworld.org. That's amtcworld.org.
Hey,
or you can leave your name, phone number, and area code at the tone. We'll call you back as soon as possible.
Called, so whatever. So here you go. You may come here to hate on me. I don't let it get to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, so whatever, so whatever.
Whatever.
You say that I'm ugly, but I know that I'm not.
Yeah.
So whatever, so whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. Whatever.
You should kill it with fire, but that ain't happening.
Hey everyone, it's me, Mr. Plinker, and I'm here today to comment on something everyone's talking about on the internet. The trailer for Star Wars.
That's not Phil. Who sent me that? That's not Phil. People are horrible sometimes. You made me stop that nice video of that girl with braces filled with food. Which one am I calling, Deborah?
Pick one.
Pick one. You pick. Neither one's going to goddamn answer.
First one.
Can we get our money?
That is Phil. Yes. Ma'am. Look at that.
It's almost midnight. We should do money. Oh,
the
that's a good number.
You picked the wrong one.
Or is no longer in.
Why do you give me a number that's fucking out of service?
Why'd you kill
Why
Phil?
Why you play so many hair lips videos?
It's
I don't
not
know.
Phil.
You know, this is strange.
Hair lips are important, Deborah.
The number you have
so, what?
That wasn't
you
it.
Called the same one.
Deborah, a lot of great men and women wear hair lips. You should respect them.
Yeah.
Like Cheryl's a hair lip, that's why she talks that way. Without hair lips, stone people wouldn't have much to laugh at.
Sure.
You're welcome. Jesus, Deborah, your boyfriends are not around. I know who to call.
Steve.
This is going to be the one. The last call.
We haven't had no good ones yet.
It's a great day at 1-800-GOD-JUNK. Brian Scudamore, founder of the company.
No, it's been
Thanks
a while.
For
they forgot about us.
If you're calling to have your junk hauled away from your home,
so
press awaken. 1.
It's a magic.
If you're calling about
no,
junk from your business or workplace, press 2.
The life of the last
if you already
night,
have an appointment or you're calling now. About something else, press 3 now. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GO-JUNK. How can I help you?
Hi. I was calling, I was redoing a room, and I'd seen that y'all offered some services. I refurnished a room.
Yeah, so you need us to come by and take the other stuff away?
Yes, it's wood paneling, chiffon drapery, some chiffon rugs.
Yep.
It's really hard to hear you. You're really soft.
Oh, sorry. What's your zip or postal code?
33114.
Not a problem. And when would you like us to come by and remove that stuff for you?
It's going to be throughout the week, so can we do maybe, I don't know, Tuesday?
Yeah, we can do Tuesday.
Now, it is a lot of Simply Sarah bakeware. Does that matter?
No, not a problem. Basically, the guys will come out, they'll do all the...
I mean, is that normal?
Yeah, that's fine, no problems.
There's a lot of people, like, when they throw that away, do they like, so is that how you like it?
To get it removed.
Is that like, is that how you like it or whatever?
How do you mean?
Is that how you like it?
How do you mean?
I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of trouble understanding what you mean.
Is that how you like it?
How we like what?
No, I'm not trying to be funny when I say this, but you're not from America, are you? And you definitely ain't from the South. Trying to like, how are you? It's down here, with, like, you know, we say, like, over yonder and stuff. I was trying to think of another way to say it. I don't know. I don't know what another, like, a north, like, I say y'all. I don't know what another word would be for that. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, basically what I'm saying is, for that, is that how you like it? You know, it's like the price, like, I get, yeah, the price is the best way to say it.
Yeah, basically what happens is the guys will come out and have a look at what you've got. They'll do all the loading and lifting and remove all the stuff for you. And then we just charge by the space that the items take up in the truck. So, like, the minimum charge is 128, and it just goes up in small fractions from there to 578, which is for a full truck. But when the guys see what you have, they'll give you a free on-site quote. So if you like the price, they'll do the work. If you don't like it, you just say no thank you.
Okay, and now, how do y'all dispose of, like, I have, Sarah was on oxygen tanks. They're empty now, but she was actually in a bed that rotated. She had had some type of infection, you know, had a, the bed had to be able to turn so it would drain, pneumonia. Yeah. And there would be some mattresses, a chiffon, stained chiffon. She was a very obese woman, so it's a lot of that. She rented the house from me, and that's the reason we had to redo it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that shouldn't be a problem. Like, we can certainly pick that stuff up. The oxygen tanks, I'm not 100% sure if we can remove them just because they're pressurized. Even if they are empty, they're still kind of pressurized. But we'll get our guys out to have a look and give you an estimate. Would you like us to come out on that Tuesday?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Yeah, I'll get that set up for you then. Can I get your first and last name, please?
Deborah McCannell.
Yeah, how do you spell your last name, Deborah?
E as in Mercy. A as in Alabama.
Yep.
K as in Klan.
Yep.
A as in Alabama. N is in hello?
Yeah.
Did you ask her?
N is in Nancy.
Yep.
E is in Estra. I is in Investigate. L is in Lofa.
Not a problem. What's the best phone number to contact you on, Deborah?
It's going to be the 305-326-0044.
Yeah. Just one moment. We'll get this one set up for you. Alrighty. And what's the address we're coming to?
901.
Yep.
In 17th
Street.
Miami, Florida.
Yeah.
33136.
What was that? Try again. 331. 36. 36.
Yes.
Alrighty, cool. Right, so for Tuesday the 20th, we can come out. Would you prefer the morning or the afternoon?
Are they trained?
Sorry?
Are these people, are they trained?
Yeah, they are professional removalists, yes.
Well, I have a meeting that morning with Mayor McMuffin.
Sorry?
I have a meeting with the mayor. I'm trying to, what time would be in the morning? Because like I said, I'm going to be meeting with McMuffin, so...
Yeah, we can come between, say, 8...
Would they be able to come any time?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because I find that hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what time would you like?
I'd like them to be able to come at 2. You think that if they'd be able to come then? Now, are they coming at the same time?
The two guys?
Yeah, are they going to come at the same time? You had said one was going to do an estimate, the other one wouldn't. So that's why I was asking.
Yeah.
You just said an estimate. That's why I was strange. You know, why would it take two men to come?
They'll give you an estimate, and if you do like the price, they can take the items straight away.
Oh, okay, so they will be able to do it, right? Oh, okay, because I was confused when you said they'd both come.
Oh, okay, sorry about that.
Okay. So it's probably the language barrier.
Yeah. Well, not a problem. Well, Deborah, we've got that set up, so we'll be seeing you on Tuesday the 20th.
Now, do I need to, like, you know, there's cat feces and stuff in here. What I need, like, is there anything I need to do?
Yeah, I mean, we probably can't take that. We can't take any biological.
Okay, because the cats have passed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, as long as, like, no, that's, like, we're not picking any of that stuff up, that won't be a problem.
Okay. And now, will it matter if my friend Wilbur Wilson is here, or is it, should I not? Because, see, I'm contracting her out. She's also, she's helping the contractor.
Yeah, yeah, that won't be a problem. We can.
Which, so she'd be able to do it. I'm just saying, if the meeting with Mayor McMuffin goes on too long, would I be able to, you know, would I be able to pass it on for, say, for Wilbur Wilson, you know, so when they come, she could be there.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's not a problem.
I just want to make sure one of us is there when they come.
Yeah, so. Yeah, definitely. That's fine.
Okay. Now, are you going to be coming, too?
Not personally, no.
Oh, are you actually in Australia?
No, I'm actually even in Vancouver, Canada.
Oh, I didn't know there were a lot of y'all were up there. I like the way you talk.
Thank you.
It's very attractive. I wish we had people down here talk like that.
Yeah, I'm sure we get a few Aussies down there for you.
I wish you, to be honest, I kind of wish you were coming.
Yeah, sorry about that. It would be a little bit of a while to get down there.
Well, I'm going to give you a good review when they come Tuesday. I'm going to make sure I'm going to say he was a nice, very young boy.
No worries. I do appreciate that.
Okay, well, as we see down here, for someone like you, how you like it. So I hope you have a very, how do you like it?
Absolutely. No worries. Oh. You have a good night.
All right. Bye, honey.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
That was a good one. I like that a lot. That's my favorite for today.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. I was really laughing. Especially when you... The McMuffin thing was for the McDonald's call because you sent me a number for McDonald's. So I was...
No, I sent you to show you the address I gave them.
Oh, I see.
Wait, so they're going to show up in a McDonald's?
He said you have a meeting with Mayor Mayor McMuffin.
I hope you put that in
the notes. And then they're going to show up.
It's amazing. You know, this job.
Is Deborah here? She's supposed to be. It says she might be late with the man. With McMuffin.
I got that all wrong. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying you wanted to call them.
I had already said that I was going to do the
I thought you wanted to call them next. 3, 2, 6. Well, we're going to call them anyway and warn them.
And then he said they're going to come.
Deborah, now we're going to call them, so now you have to warn them that they're going to come. Just tell me.
Okay, wait.
Stop making noise. Oh.
Still pissing.
Stop it.
I can't eat, but she can share.
Fetus McMuffin writes, giant equals pissed.
We gotta keep going until we get through.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to answer, man.
No, I didn't hear your fart. It's open 24 hour.
They're busy making braces.
They're still trying to put Madge's order together.
Well, that's Miami, not Fort Lauderdale. I might go to that fucking place. I need me McDonald's.
Can't believe they're going to show up at McDonald's.
Oh, I need me some McDonald's real bad.
Oh, yeah, I still haven't used my free ham sandwich.
Me neither. I'm too embarrassed because, you know, you're going to show them the phone. They'll be like, what's this?
you know what? No, no. I already know what to do. You tell them to push number 4 on the register and then punch in or scan the coupon. I had to tell the girl the other day how to use Apple Pay. I'm like, honey, go ahead and push the button on your, okay, now give me that. And she pulled it to the drive thru and I tapped the wall. I don't eat McDonald's all the time. I don't like it, but I like that chicken thing.
The chicken, I liked it first, and you said you don't like it. And I said, that's
what I didn't like it, but it was made wrong. That was
optimine.org.
I didn't like it, but I actually kind of like it now. But they took away my favorite. I used to like that just normal Southern-style chicken. It's all gone.
Reagan sent me this text I don't understand.
Don, T be such a faggot in black.
This is, and then he said,
need some kitty cat calls.
Why don't you do your own fucking calls? You can come on here, Reagan, and we'll be happy to patch you through. You can call some kitty cats. Call in. He's so bossy. Just because you're a professor, you know, doesn't mean you get to boss us around. We're not your goddamn students, you little bitch. Dr. Fox.
Okay, here.
What?
No, we probably shouldn't call them.
What does Ting Ting say? Does Ting Ting have any advice?
Who the fuck is Ting Ting?
You got the cats ready?
I'll get the cats.
I don't know if we should call it, though.
This isn't that lady in the Christian restaurant, is it?
No.
Okay, I don't want
to. Cheryl.
She's too nice. Yeah,
Cheryl. That is my name, now too. You're going to call them and tell them that you got the food at Petco, and they've just been going crazy, and the cats. I got to go pee. It's your call.
I got to pee.
Jesus. It's Bernie saying everybody has to pitch
in. This is Dr. Cuellar, and you have reached the Southern California Veterinary Hospital's After Hours message line.
Great job.
You can't call an emergency vet.
That is not the emergency line. That is the normal line.
No, no, no. We're not going to call a fucking vet and waste their time when they have to take care of sick animals.
Well, that's why I said I didn't know if we should do it.
Well, that's because you didn't fucking tell us what it was.
No, but it's okay not to harass a special needs person.
Who did we harass that was special needs? You're the one that raped the retard, okay? None of us raped a retard except you.
When I was in the chat the other night for my grime, I got a number, right? And I called it, and guess who it was?
Retard?
With a different name.
Tank?
Yes, and I was like, are you Tank? And he's like, who's that? And then he hung up. I was like, no, we can't call it Batman.
Oh, we are not going to have that again. No way. That fucking masturbation session.
Oh, that was hot.
Okay, I know what to do. You never can go wrong with these. Yeah. I'm going to pay.
But there's YouTube channel for
black. Get the cats ready.
No, there's a YouTube channel for black trans.
Thank you so much for coming shopping with me, girl.
I mean, you know I love coming to see you, girl. You have this very 90s Mary J. Blige real love type elevator going on. It's cute for you.
Yeah, I'm a fan. Thank you. I just needed some girl time. I needed to talk because... Girl, there's just been this. Wait, my phone is vibrating. I think he's texting me right now.
Who's this person? What's going on?
There's this guy.
Who is this guy?
But it's not trans.
Girl, he's just so sweet.
How is that comfortable? What do I have to do to be able to be someone? Do I have to cut my hair and wear a table fade? Do I have to get my hair braided straight back just so that I can look like the man that you want me to be? But no, I'm a stronger woman than you will ever be, my friend.
Yes.
Her name was Latifah.
This is a good one.
She danced in front of car windows at night. Danced until all her fears dried up. Danced until the dark voices went away. Danced until the sun came up. Her name was Latifah. In the car windows, the pain of her mama's disappointment for the son she never had, and the daughter she didn't want, dissipated and distorted images, blurred by eye paint and blush, twisted smiles and emulated emotions, designed to bury a million hurts, the kind a 12-year-old was never supposed to know. Her name was Latifah. Somehow the system, reality, her mama, society, and somehow even God had let her down.
It sounds kind of like
her cries echoing in emptiness, her pleas for mercy unanswered, drowned out beneath the heavy breathing and brutal penetrations of a man she trusted. Mama, deafened by her blinding rage against God for her son that was stolen away. So deafened, she couldn't hear Latifah tell her, "Mama, I didn't ask for this." Yeah. Mama lied for her man, with a heart too afraid to believe what she knew to be true.
Somebody said, "Is that Rachel?"
Too afraid to cry for her daughter not wanted.
Wasabi.
Or to mend Latifah's broken heart. For Latifah, even God didn't want this not quite person born on a knife edge between love and hate. Somewhere between something but not quite anything. Latifah heard the words from the pulpit in the house of the Lord.
Turning off.
She heard the preacher speak words like filthy and unclean, evil and abomination. So she knew there was no place for her at God's table. Her name was Latifah.
One more. Blands. This looks like acting.
Blands.
Blands. Like trans. Oh. What's this? What's this?
What is
this? Chernobyl.
What?
Her name is Chernobyl. Like,
that's my name, too.
That is my name, too. She's not doing anything.
Not one more homicide empowered by your abhorrence of me. Make it stop. Palpable silence, the agency of
No thanks. No thanks.
Not one more discharge. Not one more infection.
Discharge?
Not one more rape.
What?
Not one more dime. There's not one more revelry.
You like this, I guess.
You just haven't met the right man. If I Cheryl? Wanted a man, I'd get myself a real man. You know this is the women's room. Police, can I see some ID?
Yeah.
What are you? Some kind of faggot?
Oh, this is too serious.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Like somebody trying to call a veterinarian hospital.
How about
What's
this
wrong
one?
With you?
There is a rhythm that beats inside all of us, and it whispers.
Oh yeah, it's a Surface Pro.
Be an artist.
How the number got posts.
It says make music.
Why is there anybody?
It's saying movie with a trans.
We all have greatness.
What is this Surface Pro shit?
The tools. There are no
It's like $3,000. Thank you.
Introducing the ultimate laptop.
Surface Book.
Surface Book by Microsoft.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's the That's her again? You gotta be kidding me. She's
you know,
on every
guy that was
fatty grum.
Western Union grams, like $200 a week for food. Men would send me pizzas. So
she's
I
like
knew that, you know, if I ate on camera, I would get more money.
Oh, I got a new number.
It was my thing. It was
it's
like,
her again.
That's what she does.
Call that 701.
Cheryl, she's on every fucking fanny ground.
Yeah.
Donna Simpson. That wasn't her name in the other Grom.
Yeah, I think her new name is 708-512.
What is this number? Someone else is not going to answer?
The 330 wheel, but call the 708 firm.
Right. Well, that's the same. At least her son is the same. Is she going to go to that same goddamn restaurant? He must get sick of these goddamn TV shows. Where's the daughter?
Yeah,
there she
I'm
is.
Lost. Oh, I got it.
I bet it's that same fucking restaurant, too. Yeah, it is.
When I was 5 years old, I started gaining weight. Picked on.
Same outfit.
Horribly. 10 or 11 after my mom passed away. My stepmother came into the footage. Picture, and it was very important for her that I was
away. Don't play.
So she took
the person you're trying to reach is not available. Please leave a message after the beep.
From 10.
Sorry, Deborah didn't vet the number.
I think I called the wrong country.
Yes.
No, actually, I called the right number. Sorry, British lady.
Yeah, you didn't get it. Oops. Damn.
18. I was like, oh, you can't be fat. This is not going to happen.
Which one next?
Not
this
one,
he's waiting. This one is live. I just chatted with him.
Which one?
I like playing chandeliers and bells.
Okay, Deb, we need to find
yes, ma'am.
Lunch meat and avocado, so let's find them.
Yeah. She can do an avocado.
The whole trend, you
can't eat a bunch because of fat.
I need to be thinner. The whole drug scene, it was like,
oil.
Hey, you know, you don't see people on drugs fat, so let me try that.
Hello?
Oh, my goodness, hey.
Excuse me?
I said, oh, my goodness, hey, baby.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me, baby?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, my God, what are you doing?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Oh, my God. Baby, I'm just looking for a daddy.
How old are you?
21. I seen your name tease this older guy, so it had me interested at first sight. What are you doing, Daddy?
I guess he doesn't like you to call him Daddy.
I think,
but his name is Tease, this older guy.
I think he's the same guy that thought you were a guy.
Oh.
Look, this is that same fucking scene. Look at this.
But, you know, here I am.
So bad.
She's eating the same goddamn thing, remember? I have that in the remix.
It's a remix.
Sure, the game, so I can't, like, you know, totally blame everybody. But, you know, here I am.
Let's see if they show her painting that goddamn elephant.
Isn't bison supposed to be better than beef?
Leaner.
Leaner. I really need, like, a whole system. I need a village to help me.
I think it's time to hand the gram. We're losing listeners.
That would be nice. I would love to hand the gram.
Put up pictures of family. Turn it into a blog.
Speaking of blog.
Get a quick blog.
What rhymes? What rhymes with blog that represents you?
Blog.
Pong.
Yeah.
Bong.
No, you got it right the first time.
Snog.
We should have did a movies with the girls.
No, we're doing that every other week. That's our new thing, remember? Wish I could have found a hair lip, though. Okay, next week I need somebody to get me a hair lip.
Can we rush this podcast? I got another podcast to do. Another show.
All right,
she has to call lots of unvetted numbers.
On Leo.
No, I'm going. I was invited on this other podcast.
On Leo Laporte.
Yeah, don't spoil it. Nobody wants to give me their number tonight.
Because they're the same ones you were already fucked with.
I think people are starting to know about our ground. I think they're talking. Ooh, Indonesia's transsexual Muslims. What's this about?
I've seen that. Is it a Vice documentary?
Yeah, is it bad?
It's really
sad.
Wait.
Madge,
I won't watch.
Have you noticed that on Facebook, there's a new style video that they do? Like that?
What do you mean, like what?
It's horrible. It's got, like, titles and the same kind of music, and then they've got a clip that they stole from someone else.
Oh, Vice? Did you see the episode of, what's that show, you know, the documentary now, where they made fun of Vice? Did you see that one?
Well, that sounds good.
They did it. They had to reschedule it because it came out the day after that those people got shot on camera and in the In the fake documentary, they got shot on cameras. They had to reschedule, but they did air it. But they make fun of Vice documentaries. It's really funny. You should see it. Vice is such fucking bullshit. You know, these companies are worth like billions
of dollars. Oh, is it really? I thought Vice was really good. I'm not talking about like the YouTube Vice. I meant the HBO.
They've got some good documentaries.
Yeah, that's
I like the North Korea one.
Oh, yeah, or the KKK one. That one was really good. Well,
man, which episode was that again?
Episode 2 or 3, depending on...
The Magic Lean.
Where you download it legally. Okay. Tell me the name of it. I'll tell you if it's right. It's like about...
Influenced off the story of the Blue Jean commercial.
No. It's like about the Mexican drug lords or something like that.
Like that show on Netflix?
Yeah. But it's Mexico. That was Colombia. It's a different country, honey.
It's all,
they're all the same. They all get deported. Trump.
Built a wall against all of them.
But I tell you this, though. I don't know what the wall is going to do about my loud neighbor who's American. You know what I mean?
They'll deport him. That's how it starts. You take away first the big imperfections. And then once you do that, you start picking at the small ones. Sooner or later, all you have is white, red-headed little girls running this country.
Chelsea?
Yeah.
Did you see that interview? You did, because you were talking to me. That interview with Junior Trump.
It's like whoever her surgeon was like, okay, we're only going to make your face perfect for the side profile. But Jesus Christ, is that bitch ugly when you look at her in the front.
She looks like, what's her face? Lisa Kudrow or whatever her name.
No.
What's her name?
Lisa Kudrow is gorgeous compared to that thing.
She says that they have the same ET neck.
That thing is freaky looking in the beginning. Them DNA strands need to be cut and smashed. Break the mold when God made her. Yeah, he broke a few things. Broke her nose.
I ran over his mother on Wisteria Lane. Everyone thought I was someone else.
Man, which episode is it?
But I can't read that. What?
Which episode?
Two or three. Tell me the names of them and I'll tell you which one
it is. A town, a gangster, a festival.
Maybe. What's the other one?
The eye doesn't lie. Canuck uncovered.
Yes. No. No, that's the one after it. Hang on. You know what? I've got it in my holder. Hold on. I got it in the holder.
It's only 5.
I'll tell you the name of it, because they might have deleted it because of the controversy, so let me just see.
Why would you delete
it? Because it was in bad taste, because it was the day after that person...
When does that stop you from doing anything?
Well, I'm not them. I don't have a real grum. I have yeast.
Somebody has standards.
Right.
Call this number while you look.
I can't. I have 2 eyeballs. That's it.
Yeah.
I can't find it. Maybe I put it in my... Maybe I put it in my porn directory.
We've been lost. Pinot Noir.
What? Oh, here. Oh. Documentary Now, Episode 2. Let me see the name of it. I'll open the doc.
Lost everybody.
Fuck them. Because they don't want to donate no more money to us.
Episode 2 is... Kunuk uncovered the real. No,
it's not. That's how they ended up broadcasting it, but that's not the real one I want you to see, though.
Have you talked about your purchase yet?
You mean my buy turning?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I didn't know.
Your buy turning?
It's called
Save it for do a personal gram.
It's called the Hunt for El Shingon.
Well, can you just give it to me, because I can't find that.
My lord, yeah. I have slavery in the world.
That's interesting. I wonder if they took it down. Are you looking on that legal torrent site?
You don't worry about it.
What?
You don't worry about it.
I'm talking to... you do the number I posted. You don't worry about it. Move on. That's what Sylvia said. Move on.
I can put it in the holder. Right? Hold on, I'm going to put it in the other holder. One moment. I've got so many holders now. I forgot. I'm going to put it in the holder, which is our new holder. Okay, Cheryl, there it is.
I have.
You see it? Is it there yet? It's in the holder.
Diamond.
Yeah, you'll like it. It's a, they make fun of Vice really goodly.
And but it's see, offensive because well, it's someone a, died.
Because they die on camera just like those fucking people that died. And that was the day, the day after they were supposed to broadcast it or something. So
what
they
the
switched
fuck?
It.
This isn't in 4K. I don't want this shit. Fucking 480p. Are you kidding me?
Why does it say .info?
It's going to be the size of a stamp on my 4K monitor.
Or your phone, your 4K phone.
Yeah.
Does the iPhone you have it is does no it's
no it's 1080p can you believe that but it records 4K it doesn't make sense
but you can play it on nothing you can play it on the movie theater
yeah
you can
true.
Go to the movie theater you can go to the IMAX and make them play
yeah the IMAX
movies.
One I was gonna say a normal one's only 2K
oh have you seen
is it done uploading man
The Martian
it's not there yeah.
It's still uploading
The Martian Crimson left. Peak
did you see Martian in 3D
no.
I didn't either. I want.
I seen Crimson in. I seen Crimson Peak.
I didn't see it.
In 4K, it was gorgeous.
Was the Martian good?
We didn't see it.
Oh God, it was good.
Oh, you did see it.
Book was better.
You did see it, but you didn't see it in 4K.
Yeah, I seen it. I seen it in 2K.
See, I read the book. I wasn't crazy about it.
What?
Yeah, I thought it was boring.
No, it was no. Everything about it was intriguing and interesting and very scientific. I felt normal.
Suggesting parents have a duty to be honest with overweight children.
Katie Hopkins agrees.
Normal.
Every fat child lives in the shadow of a fat parent.
But Sonia Fulton thinks otherwise.
My approach is to treat children with love and respect.
This is a good movie.
So, can we count the whose fault is
it? I am.
You didn't call the number.
They need to look in the mirror and recognise it's their fault.
What we need to do is introduce more kindness into society.
It's the F word, isn't it? It's this kind of your...
But being hugely PC is creating a nation of hugely fat children.
It is, but there are ways to deal with people with some respect and some understanding.
Well, that's really well at the moment,
isn't it, Sonia?
Katie, seriously, darling. You've got a zebra.
Okay, Deborah, now, because Cheryl and I did a grum separately, we are not sharing that with you.
Yeah, of course. That's fine.
Thank you for not giving a fight like Cheryl does, though.
Yeah. All right. That's done. Look how many times we've split the money. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, ready, Cher?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to read the things with the things. No, I can't. Wait. I got to accept this. Hang on, Yeah, I gotta accept this. Hang on. Fat child.
Wait, are we doing donations now?
Being hugely obese. No, we're doing it a week from Thursday, Deborah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you said you were doing. You said y'all's donation, so I was confused.
Yeah.
You're an olden woman. I like how on that quiz where some people were asking the age of the golden circles, only me and Deborah were over 60.
Yeah.
That's how it is. What's so funny? It's not funny. You shouldn't be ageist, Cheryl.
We all age, honey.
Yeah.
Except for me.
Some of us, I don't know. Some of us turned, let's see, you know, sharp cheese and some to feta.
That makes sense. Okay. Duck slurry, $4.50.
Oh, yes.
This is the 13th, Cheryl. What was the day that we did our...
You did it last Saturday.
Now, what was the day we did the debate, though?
Last Tuesday.
What day of the week was that? I mean, what number day?
That was the 13th.
Okay, so the 13th we're skipping, then.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, but before that and after.
Yeah, okay, so, well, before, there is no before because there were no donations in between that and the 11th, which is the last time I paid out. I'm looking at my goddamn screen. Okay, then we have the first one after that is Brian Place. I have to be careful. Some people didn't want their names mentioned, but I don't know who they are.
Just always say the first name.
But someone just wanted to... Okay, I'll just say Brian
Place. We already said it.
$14.26. initials I period R period. $19.12.
Wow, wait a minute.
Daniel L, $19.12.
Well,
Wasab HIV AIDS,
$7.32.
John Kobeck, oh, this is nice.
Wow.
$28.83. Well,
wow. He must have gotten a job.
Well, he did get a job.
Oh, that's really nice.
That's a swap.
Shut up, bitches. Sarah H., $5.53.
I love her.
Matt Piedas. $28.83.
Oh, no.
Pickle, $10.
Thank you, honey.
Wow.
How much do you get?
See me.
That's it. No, something's wrong. Did I say anonymous? $12?
No.
Motherfucker.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Oh, no, you know, I'm sorry, one day that's October 4th.
It's going to be 4th. Like those companies on TV.
Wait, shut up. I'm looking at
this. This should definitely be a bingo square.
You're right. Hang on.
Walmart didn't pay workers.
No, it's right. I was looking at the wrong page. It's fine.
Settlement. Cheryl will call on my Grum, that lawsuit website.
Okay, Cheryl, there was one donation. Oh, this is too confusing. There was one donation that we got on the 13th, but it was after I paid you. Technically,
yeah.
We should split this two ways, but I think...
No, we can do it three ways.
You're so generous. Thank you. Yeah. So this is the one that's anonymous, and his name is Slick Wolf. That's his name that we're supposed to use, and he gave 20.
We got a penis shot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I already say... whatever. No, okay. So that's now everything else is correct.
Oh, well, honey. iLawsuit.com. Go in there now.
Cheryl, what's the total?
What?
What is going on?
What's the total?
What were you about to say, Madge?
Yeah.
Well, actually, what I was about to say would have been in your favor, because what I was going to say is I think I had already counted that anonymous person, and I was going to take him off, and then I said, you know what, fuck it, I'll just give him the fucking money anyway, I don't care.
Hi.
So shut up. Fucking cunts. Bitches.
Well, they're open right now.
I'm so hungry, I might have to go out and eat. We can call them. I have no problem calling them, but not till after we do the money. So how much?
A cunt.
God, you're a bunch of cunts.
I made that up, and it really was a real website.
Cunt.
What are you retarded bitches doing?
$67.93.
That's good. Okay.
That's really good.
If you work
it's my name too.
They moved the fucking send money button and they can't fucking find it. Send money.
Hey, maybe it's.
Why do they always have to fucking update shit?
I think it's near the fraud button.
Fuck you.
If I slip and fall while doing the show.
Okay, what's the amount again? $67 what?
$67.93.
Such fucking cunts.
Yeah, I need workers' compensation, man.
But guess what?
I hurt my voice.
You obviously don't listen to NPR because
I hurt my voice.
There's no more such thing as that.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, but it's optional. Nobody cares.
How come you always take the money out of our checks for workers' compensation?
Because I'm...
And our Obamacare that you make us buy.
Because I don't have money.
She doesn't qualify with enough people to have to do Obamacare.
Because she doesn't pay us enough. We get Medicare.
I buy insurance for you and then I return it.
It should be like, you know, if you work at the Waffle House, if you don't make enough money in tips, the employer has to pay you hourly, whatever one's more.
Who's Flora?
Hmm?
Who's Flora? I said Flora has to pay you regularly.
Employer.
Waffle House, the employer.
You speak so southern, I don't understand you. Okay, we're going to call iLawsuit now, and you can ask them. 1-800-880-8490.
I can't see.
You're the one that fucking brought it up, and you have to use the word Grom.
Okay.
And Dicker.
Your call is being recorded for quality purposes.
Well, at least somebody won't forget to record the call. Can you email me recording? I forgot it. Recording.
Right. You're going to have to sue I lawsuit. Being hugely obese. Fat.
A lot of people must be calling.
Well, they have a lot of grums. Is this the grum lawyer line?
Jesus, they do Prozac defect lawsuits.
What about mesothelioma? I am so sick of them advertising that goddamn shit. Mesothelioma.
I think we've called them before.
I'm sure we have. Of course we have. We call everything. That's why we're so famous.
We are?
Yeah, we're famous.
Wikipedia.
Being hugely obese. A fat, fat child and fat, fat mother.
Deborah, do you want that documentary now or can I delete it?
God, you're so... don't delete it.
Yeah, what is it? You're deleting it from mine. I won't sign. That's my personal property.
Cheryl, stop it. Okay, well, this isn't your fucking bathroom. You don't have to Lysol it.
Who gets dropped? Listen, you do what I did. Now you listen and I'll tell you like I told Madge. You go into fucking... You listen and you listen. Good, you little bitch.
Listen
you take
her.
That Android phone. You turn on the hotspot. You walk your little skinny ass up into the fucking Best Buy. You turn it on. You turn your hotspot on. Then you sign into your Dropbox account on the fucking Samsung tablet. Then you sign out. Then you get the 2 years of Dropbox for free, 50 gigs.
Work anymore, Debbie.
That did for me.
I got 100 gigs on Google for that.
I got a terabyte.
Cheryl, you used to brag that you had all this fucking space on Dropbox. Now, what is your fucking deal?
I don't.
Wait, but you bought the Samsung phone last year. You get 2 years free.
That's on my other account, bitch.
What other account?
Okay, but then take this account and go sign other account? Into another phone.
Yes, your other account, you fucking little cunt. Oh, see, this is, she doesn't want to use the other account.
Right.
Well, look, what's the point in having a holder if you're going to fucking delete everything?
Well, then use Google.
Give me your password to this account, I go get shit. I'll do it when I go.
Okay. Yeah, give it right. to me. Do it. Seriously.
Yeah, it's this account anyway.
I hate using Google Drive. It's a pain in the goddamn ass.
Well, I'm fine using it, but she always bitches anytime I use anything other than Dropbox.
No. It's Madge's the problem here.
I'm the one that bitches about
it. I can't quit the link. Why can't you just use Dropbox?
You're a cunt.
Oh, hey, I got show notes.
Send it. Please, yeah, thank you. Do you got album art too? What about that?
I get that by tonight.
I don't know what happened to Luke.
It's the night of laughs and love. It's the trinity of tastelessness opens with a beautiful melody celebrating the pleasantly plump white once again. Deborah leaves the audience waiting while she fulfills one of her many vices that suddenly needs attention just as the grum begins. Madge moves quickly into a celebration of corpulent culinary delight in the form of Simply Sarah, which was lovingly snipped together by our own Deborah Wilkerson. Then the girls of gentility... Deciding they need to relax in a bit of yoga with the Angelic Initiative, TM. That's true. Madge must be hungry, and she peruses a plethora of fast food-based videos, but she pulls Leo Laporte when showing her desktop. Tune in live next Sunday. You'll never know what you might miss. One of our lucky listeners wins $3 million. He keeps his cool and thinks to record the call. He shares it with the girls. Listen along and send donations, you know, just for security purposes. Memorable quotes. I love a good customer dispute. How does she swim with the scooter? What's wrong? What's wrong? You're disgusting. Let's read that one again. How did she swim with the scooter? She was blind, too. What's wrong and disgusting? That's wrong and disgusting. Not allowed. Super trout cream. You've started a whole prolapse. Renaissance. You should be proud. You're dead, bitch. Shut the fuck up. My breasts are moving to the side. They need a milking. Man blesses the audience with a couple of literary readings from a nurse's forum thread about memorable and touching nursing home encounters. A woman feels the love spreading all over her as she hugs an aging woman in need of love and attention. The warmth spreads even further as the girl turned to videos from a lover of aromatic white male ejaculations. Isn't it farts? The girls crunch more numbers than a supercomputer in overdrive until they finally get a pregnancy helpline to answer. Deborah has a list of loaded questions for the helpful lady on the line. Not getting anywhere, the calls turn to firearms. Deborah wants a long, pink one. Eating what? Tuna. And tuna byproducts through most of the show, and it saves Deborah's hunger. So the trio calls for takeout. But food isn't the only hunger Deborah needs to satisfied. More memorable calls. Jesus is the main dish.
This is better than McGraw.
What's your T-cell count? I need a hair lip song. Donations. Just masturbate until it comes on. Okay, what am I doing now? Is that how you like it? Why would it take two men to come? What's she going to do with an avocado? The Lord lays a heavy burden on Deborah's heart to call a Christian restaurant to thank them for sticking with the word of the Lord and supporting Kim Davis. After the call, the girls want to search a few reviews before showing up. They continue the thought by calling a man of the cloth. They get his voicemail. Oh my God. After some begging from Cheryl, the trio resolves to give old reliable Jane a call. Heather makes her presence known after getting kicked out of her parents' house. She's hoping for the spare bed from Phil, but he just wants to be the bed. Yeah, that's true. The girls are still hungry, so they call the Christian restaurant back. Cheryl asks about the amenities and desserts. BYO Alter for $5 discount.
I think feeling Alter dirty is spelled and
disgusting
wrong.
From tonight's grum, the girls choose to clean up by calling 800 Got Junk, K as in Clan. Deborah tries to flesh out the details of the sexy-sounding Aussie to get a quote of the cleanup, but she has a meeting with the mayor.
Wait a second, let me... I gotta fill that... I gotta change that. Mayor McMuffin.
McMuffin. As to reschedule, he should add, turns out they gave them the address of the McDonald's. A few fatty videos, a bit of small talk, and a failed call to one of Heather's legion of lovers take front stage as the show nears a close. Deborah got a little heated in the lowers with the Aussie's voice on a previous call, so the girls decided it's time to end the show so she can take a shower and sop up her studio chair with a roll of paper towels and spray bleach. Don't miss a particle of tonight's procession of pleasantness and gaiety, or the girls will take your beef cream away.
That reminds me, and those were wonderful, but that reminds me, have you seen this commercial for, they have bleach that is splash-free now?
Oh, the crystals.
What the fuck is that? No, it's a liquid, but they say it's splash-free. They made it a thick liquid or something. Hmm? Yes, splash-free bleach.
So you can't splash it?
Yeah.
So what if an accident does splash? You get a discount.
You gotta call their
hotline. You gotta call that number that didn't answer.
That is a good idea to call them, though, and be like, it splashed on me.
It's in my pussy now.
Oh, it's like Jell-O. It's really thick.
Yeah, it's like Jell-O.
But I seen the commercial today for the little rocks of.
When you put them in your eyes and then die.
You eat them, snack on them.
Feed them to your little children.
You know, kids are going to do that now.
You put them in their toy guns.
Oh, my Lord. That's like the Florida school. Remember they were drinking the bleach, the girls, after having sex, thinking they wouldn't get pregnant.
Oh, I don't know why you have to talk smack about Florida all the time.
I remember that was in the news. That was on CNN.
That doesn't mean
it's true. Listen, I have to file workers' comp. I can't even talk anymore.
All right, girls.
Bye. Had a wonderful time. Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, honey. Squish sound.
Squish sound. You. Squish sound, everybody. I gotta play round and round. Nobody knows where it's gonna end up here.
Give it your best try. The flow's coming, don't get caught up in it. Talking about straps and gas when the only tools you had water in it. Wait a minute, I'm about to spark shit. If you smoking 20 blunts a day, chances are you smoking garbage. A harbage? No, me no never. Too clever, too feminine. I'm on the winning it. Select the rewind and come again. Yeah. Then let it drop again. Don't stop again. Rappers is pet. Latifah coming for her props again. No matter where in the U.S. you reside, lyrically I commit justifiable homicide. I represent the felines, the kind that used to like the tree climb. I've been respected since I started speech mine. Parlay, hard lay, get money all day. Sleep your four prey, go out the hard way.
Parlay, hard lay, get money all day. Slip your four prey, go out the hard way. Perceive a caution, fuck the floors and slip and be coursing. Strictly big bossing to get the fortune. Parlay, hard lay, get money all day. Slip your four prey, go out the hard way. Perceive a caution, fuck the floors and slip and be coursing. Strictly big bossing to get the fortune.
We on lights and cameras, behind the glamours. Ghetto scramblers with broken grammars. Cock the hammers, fuck the flash and stash. And Benjamin Grants and Jackson's money's the passion. Grease the lust for satisfaction. Cash flow like Castro, fast though, don't last though. Would you to let them ask, no feds, don't let that ass go. Hoping on your trail since undercover surveillance. Your man in jail tense, he one of two assailants. Peep the lesson, the less discretion, time's distressing. No depression, minds advance like the Jetsons. No dirt where you be at, think before you react. It's the fame you seek that's quick to bring the heat back. Made moves wrong, fortunes gone, you're singing sad songs. Still reminiscing about the days you was on. Parlay, hard lay, get money all day. Slip your fall prey, go out the hard way.
Parlay, hard lay, get money all day. Slip your fall prey, go out the hard way. Receive a caution, fuck the floors and slip and be coursing. Strictly big bossing to get the fortune. Parlay, hard lay, get money all day. Slip your fall prey, go out the hard way. Receive a caution, fuck the floors and slip and be coursing. Strictly big bossing to get the fortune.
Flying and you're being patted down, and then you get to your room and you have a 3 a.m. call to get up and catch a plane to get there to do a lecture, and then get up the next morning and do one and then two and then a meet and greet. Don't. I mean, whatever your job is, don't do that. Take time, you know, and that's what I do now. Instead of doing 4 and 5 and 6 a month, I'm doing 3 a month. And you say, oh, well, that's too much. No, it isn't, because that was the ones that killed me were the back-to-back. Get up at 3 in the morning, be there by, you know, 8, and go on stage. That's, and put your makeup on. and you fix your hair, get your clothes out. I mean, it's just murder. Then get up the next morning at 3 and go, no.